The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioFriend services.
By Anderson Hometown Pharmacy, come to the 100% family-owned local pharmacy for all your prescription needs.
By Dale Hollow One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. The holidays are over, the new year has come, and the Horizon Sports Network's making its season debut here in Salina tonight, where third-year head coach Matt Walker and his 12-5 Lady Bulldogs look to continue their dominant season. And 19th-year head coach Rob Edwards and his 14-2 Bulldog squad are putting together what is unquestionably a signature campaign. Tonight, the Bulldog teams are at home to start the back half of the season against the contingency for Monterey. Head coach Mark Sims and his 0-15 Lady Wildcats are searching for their first win, while head coach Adam West and his 14-5 Wildcats try to extend their recent success over Clay County. Join us this evening for the first night of our District 6A Showcase.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. You'll like what you see in Clay County, because it's a great place to live, work, and play.
Honest Abe Log Homes, helping people realize their dream of log home living from their Moss, Tennessee headquarters since 1979.
McFarland Creek Outdoors, where once-in-a-lifetime trophy dreams come true for hunters right here in the middle of Bulldog Country.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy Standing Tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. And Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton, Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from both Bulldog coach Rob Edwards and Lady Bulldog coach Matt Walker, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their heart. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today. This is the CarQuest pregame show, and folks, we're absolutely excited to have you with us for our first Clay County Bulldog basketball broadcast of this 2018-2019 season. I'm Daniel Strong, set to bring you the play-by-play action tonight. Later on, we'll have the privilege of being joined by former Lady Bulldogs head coach Joe Sims for the girls' game. And then later on for the boys' game, we'll be joined by former Bulldog head coach Thomas Watson. For now, I'm accompanied, as always, by the Horizon Sports Network's Mr. Everything, Thomas Weaver.
Well, that's saying a little too much right there, Daniel, I think. But it does feel good to have the headsets back on. And I'm excited about our District 6A showcase coverage we've got coming up here. 20 straight conference games that matter most, Daniel. 10 events, 20 games, 10 for each team. And then we got... I just think that's the perfect way to start Season 2 off right here on the Horizon Sports Network.
It is. We talked about doing only postseason games, but we wanted to be able to guarantee those sponsors that you're going to talk about in a minute a set number. We wanted to pick up the back half of this season right when it's getting to the nitty-gritty.
We did, and you mentioned that Monterey's coming in here tonight. Always a tough district matchup any way you look at it. But the Dogs are on a roll. They're coming off their second straight Sergeant York Invitational title. They're 4-0 in the district. You talked about their win-loss. They've only got two losses, come to pretty good teams. And the Lady Dogs are not far behind. You know, they're 3-1 in the conference. And the losses they have come to great competition. This really should be a couple of good ball games tonight to kick it off with.
Certainly should. I'm excited about it. It's always good here in the Upper Cumberland.
It is, but you know, like you mentioned, we wouldn't be here without our sponsors. We're proud to have them back on board here for basketball season, and they make it all happen. We can't thank them enough, like we always like to say. I always like to talk about how the Horizon Sports Network got started.
Mm-hmm.
It's simply an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper we have here in town. It's been going for quite some time, nearly two decades now. So we want to encourage people to pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game and much more. And this time, we like to kind of chronicle what happened. There was 14 games covered in the last Delhalla Horizon. We can't cover them all tonight, Daniel, but in case you missed it, here's kind of a summary of what was in print as we dive into the Delhalla Horizon newspaper recap here. The main headline was Dogs Win Sergeant York Title Again. Story told how the Clay County boys went 6-1 over the holidays against great competition, beat some good teams, Daniel, as your summary is going to show.
It will. We'll start with the first of those seven games you mentioned. As a 72-54 dismantling of Macon County before the boys headed up to Kentucky to the Barron Hoops Classic for a trio of games. The Black and Gold defeated Glasgow High School 77-56 up there, lost to Barron County 57-61, then beat Whitley County 78-66. After the holiday, Coach Edwards took his squad to Jamestown, as you talked about, that Sergeant York Southeastern Christmas Invitational, and they swept the field. Northview Academy 72-44, defending state champ Loretto 59-54, and then finally the York Dragons fell 67-51. An impressive stretch of play, Thomas.
It was probably the biggest stat of that entire stretch. Clay County coach Rob Edwards recorded his 400th victory, and he did it against the defending state champions.
He did. Very impressive. I know in the interview you've got coming up later, I believe y'all discuss it and talk about it. But 400 wins, quite a feat. He, not to put down any others, but he's the winningest boys coach in Bulldog history at this point. He's surpassed Thomas Watson.
He has, and I may have been muted there. I'm not sure, Daniel. We've got a little hiccups going here on the first broadcast of basketball season. But as far as the players go, Landon Woodcock, he was named the MVP in the Sergeant York for the second year in a row. He led the Dogs by averaging just shy of 17 points during the span, while Gavin Silk wasn't far behind with almost 16 points a game. Clay County's other three starters, Jake Ashlock, had 12 points a game. V.J. Emerton with 9, and Heath Kimes averaging 8. That's pretty solid right there.
Such a diverse group. Anybody can be the leading scorer any night.
That's true. And then we had reserve Gunner Silk. He had one game, had 14 points as a leading scorer off the bench in one of their wins. Ashlock, Emerton, Kimes, and Silk, who also, we need to talk about this, Gavin ended a streak of 40 straight made free throws in that tournament. Got to be a school record dating back to the Gordonsville game earlier this year.
That's impressive. Yeah, well, talked about that one. Not really sure on that. Hadn't got documentation, but I can't remember. Coach Edwards couldn't remember. He's been here 19 years.
That's right. But back to what I was saying, Ashlock, Emerton, Kimes, Silk, joined Woodcock on that all tournament team from the holiday tournament up in Jamestown. That wraps up the boys getting into the girls' headline. Lady Dogs dropped a pair of holiday tourney semifinals. That article detailed their seven-game stretch. They finished one game over 500, but those three losses came to tough teams, as your summary is going to show, Daniel.
Thomas, that tough stretch started with a 41-76 beatdown at the hands of the defending AA state runner-up Macon County Lady Tigers. After that, the Dogs headed south to Sparta, licking their wounds, and they recovered where they beat Warren County 51-39. Ended up falling 50-67 to an outstanding AAA White County squad. And then the Elks scored Kings Academy 104-73. The following week, Coach Walker also took his team to Jamestown for the Sergeant York Invitational, and there they defeated Grace Baptist 76-33. They faltered against Alcoa 48-62 and ended up the tournament with a solid 66-48 win over York Institute. As you alluded to, Thomas, those three losses, they came against some strong competition.
They did, Daniel, and, you know, like you say, White County unbeaten down there.
Right.
Just things of that nature, but still a pretty good stretch, I think, for the Lady Dogs. And during that time, Taylor Strong and Kinsey Arms, they were both named the Sergeant York All-Tournament team as they continued their impressive offensive production through the holidays, while their classmate Maddie Harlan again locked down opposing attacks with her stifling defense. So those seniors really stepped up and played well. Underclassmen Katie Arms and Rachel Kovas also made big contributions. They combined to average right at 14 points a game between them. So that's kind of like having another double-digit score between those two. But it was Kinsey Arms who led the way with just under 20 points per contest, and Strong wasn't far behind and averaged nearly 18 in the six games she played in. She sat out that Alcoa game.
Had to hurt not having her on the floor.
It did. And then reserves Marty Ashlock and the freshman Cherokee Upton, they also had a double-digit game apiece during that stretch. So pretty good overall performance for all of the individuals, too, as far as Lady Dogs. Folks, get all the info and details just like we went through in next week's Dale Hollow Horizon covering tonight's game. We also want to ask you to remind your friends that we're on the air tonight. Send them our link. Let them enjoy this broadcast. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network as we get ready for visiting Monterey coming in here to Salina in Clay County.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back here to the CarQuest pregame show, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. To begin, let's take a look at the championship history of tonight's teams. The Lady Wildcats have never qualified for the state tournament. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs have made 10 state tournament appearances, most recently in 2012 when they captured the state title. We've had 3 Elite Eight eliminations, 2 Final Four eliminations, 4 state runner-ups, and that 1 state championship. Now we'll look at the series between tonight's teams. This is the 28th meeting with Monterey since 2008. The Lady Bulldogs are 23-4 against the Lady Wildcats during that time. We currently hold an 8-game winning streak in the series. The Black and Gold have averaged 54 points a game against Monterey and have allowed them 38 points a game on average over those last 27 contests. Several Lady Dogs show up on our individual leaders list. We're going to go ahead and start with those. I'll go ahead and do blocks here. 3 young ladies come in tied with 4 apiece against Monterey. McKenna Miles in 2016, Carla Davis in 2000, and Riley Edwards in 2015.
Steals 5 minimum in a game in 1997. The great Amanda Kendall had 9, Daniel.
Rebounds, Shannon Key, a classmate of mine, graduated back in 2000, and it was in that year that she had 14 rebounds against Monterey.
Impressive. 5, let's see. Yes, 5 people tied in assists, had 9 assists in one game. 1998, Amanda Kendall again. 1995, my classmate, Emily McLaren. 2014, Ashley Owens. 1992, Sonia Smith. In 1994, Melissa Webb all had 9 assists against Monterey.
Free throws made recently here. 2014, Caitlin McLean knocked out 11 in a contest.
And three-pointers made. Taylor Strong, most recently, last
2 years ago.
2 years ago, had 9 up there at Monterey. I'll never forget that one.
And that was three-pointers, folks, not free throws.
That's right.
9 three-pointers. Finally here, points in a game against Monterey. Got some older ones here. Tammy Melton had 38 points back in 1979 against Monterey. And all the way back in 1958, the great Loretta Rich, a Clay County Sports Hall of Famer, first class, if I'm not mistaken, she also had 38 points against Monterey. Now we'll look at the boys' team's championship history. The Monterey Wildcats have made 3 appearances in the state tournament. Their most recent was last year, where they lost in the semifinals to Loretto. Their other 2 trips resulted in opening round losses. The Clay County boys have made 9 state tournaments, 4 consecutively at this point. Most recently was last year where they lost to Douglas in the opening round. We've had 7 Elite Eight eliminations, 1 Final Four elimination, and 1 state runner-up. Concerning the series with Monterey, this is the 27th meeting between the boys' squads since 2008 season began. We have a 23-3 record during those contests. However, the Wildcats won 2 of 3 meetings last year, with the last being in the Region 3A championship game. The Bulldogs have averaged 60 points per game against the Wildcats, while they allow 47 to Monterey on average. Several players have had success in this series. We'll start off again with blocks. We see White Mabry, his senior year in 2016, 3 blocks against Monterey.
Pretty impressive steals in the game, tied 3 people. Had 5 steals against Monterey, 2009 Sean Garrett, Corey Hamilton in 2011, and Tyreek Key in 2015.
Not the last time we'll see Key's name. Here we are. Rebounds. Tyreek Key, 13, is the mark against Monterey in 2017.
Assists. Ethan Birdwell had 8 assists in 2008.
Free throws made. Tyreek Key, same game, actually a different game, but same season, senior year, 13 free throws made against Monterey.
Three-pointers, 2011, Trent Bowles dropped 5.
And finally, points against the Wildcats. Tyreek Key, 44 points in one contest against Monterey his senior season. This year on our broadcast that we're going to do over these next 5 weeks, we'll be doing 2 a week for 5 weeks. And we're going to try to chronicle a male and female member of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame that is especially tied to basketball in particular. We're going to start off in the 2010 inaugural class. Thomas, I'll let you do the first one here.
Well, alphabetically, just like you said, in that first class, Connie Birdwell Arms, who played in the 1960s, was voted into that first class of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. Her summary says she was a defensive specialist for the Hermit Springs basketball team, playing in the old half-court game, Daniel. She was a member of the Lady Wildcat team that won the district championship in 1966 before classification. She was named All-District and Honorable Mention and All-Mid-State in 1965, and All-District and Second Team All-Mid-State as a senior in 1966. She's known as one of the best defensive players in school history, because she played her entire career on that end of the floor, the way that game was set up back then, Daniel. That's pretty amazing.
It is. Certainly was different, a specialist, as you mentioned. And I just think that, you know, the recognition that she deserves immediately went out, because we're talking first round when Bobby Westmoreland started the Hall of Fame in 2010. She was included. Certainly should have been. Congratulations to her.
One of the all-time greats, no matter what sport, no matter what, at Hermit Springs.
Yeah, absolutely. Now we'll move on to the male part here of the Hall of Fame portion tonight. Jeff Arms, Salina High School basketball standout, scored over 2,500 career points and never lost a district contest in 4 years. Jeff was all-conference, all-district, and all-region 3 straight years. Also was all-mid-state and all-state as a senior when he was nominated for the McDonald's All-American team, a very rare thing there. Played collegially one season at Tennessee Tech, making the All-OVC freshman team. He was noted for his great dunking ability, but I don't think folks should let their imaginations limit him to just that aspect of the game. The team that he played on obviously played with Tracy Strong and Joey Coe over the years. They were 137-12 during those 4 years that he was in high school, made 3 state tourney appearances.
Part of the original legends of the Salina and Clay County High Schools, no doubt about it. Jeff Arms has a lure that stretches out of Clay County, across the Upper Cumberland, across the state. He's another one of those that was a great softball player,
mm-hmm.
Set a standard there too, Daniel. But his high school career was one that people took notice of. And it may have been, we talked about it, there's only a handful of exciting basketball players that came through here that brought you to your feet. Tyreek Key was the latest one.
Right.
Jeff Arms was out of his generation.
Absolutely. That's why we're still pleased to talk about him 30 years later. His name is brought up very often when talking about basketball around here. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. You like what you see in Clay County, because it's a great place to live, work, and play. You're listening to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball, brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals that you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. You'll like what you see in Clay County because it's a great place to live, work, and play.
Honest Abe Log Homes, helping people realize their dream of log home living from their Moss, Tennessee headquarters since 1979.
McFarland Creek Outdoors, where once-in-a-lifetime trophy dreams come true for hunters right here in the middle of Bulldog Country.
Mommy's Place. Look for Tipsy Standing Tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Up next, we'll hear from both Bulldog coach Rob Edwards and Lady Bulldog coach Matt Walker. Preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims. Hear a final word before tip-off and the announcement of the starting lineups. Stay with us as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Clay County fans, let's go inside the Bulldog locker room with head coach Rob Edwards. Brought to you by McFarland Creek Outdoors, where once-in-a-lifetime trophy dreams come true for hunters right here in the middle of Bulldog Country. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Clay County High School Gymnasium, just hours away from Clay County hosting Monterey tonight, where the 14-2 Dogs will take on the 14-5 Wildcats, hoping to remain unbeaten in District 6A play. I'm here with head coach Rob Edwards for this edition of Inside the Bulldog Locker Room. Good to catch up with you for the first time, coach, in this season.
It's been quite some time. We're glad to have you back with us and you and Daniel tonight for the broadcast, for sure.
Well, we're looking forward to it. We've kind of been chomping at the bit, if you will. But your team is off to a pretty good start, I'd have to say. And to say the least, the two losses you've had, pretty good teams you lost to. And you're also coming off your second straight Sergeant York Invitational title. But talk about Loretto that you beat York and that tough competition you've had.
Well, I think like you said so far, Thomas, we've played some good teams. The two games we lost early in the year to York, and then we lost to Barron County at Barron County in the Christmas Classic. And Barron's they're a quality team. A game we probably should have won. I felt like that. We didn't shoot the ball well that game. Offensively, we didn't execute very good. I think most of all, we didn't adjust to the officiating very well. They were letting the game be a little more physical than what we were used to playing. I'm not harping on the officials for that. That's our fault for not adjusting to that. So, that's what we talked about afterward was the ability to adapt and to play the way, however the game's being officiated. So hopefully we learn from that. And I feel like we have. And since then, we've been playing pretty well. Everything's been spread around just kind of like we expected at the beginning of the year.
Right. And along the way, you said you lost to York. That was kind of the first or second game of the season without one of your star players. And then you talked about the other loss, but you've beaten some good teams too, including the defending champ from Tennessee here, not a Kentucky team, in Loretto, which was a huge matchup I described it as a chess match of a game. I mean, it was a great basketball game.
It was a good game. I'm sure it was a good game to watch. It was an interesting game to coach because it's the first time all season that anybody's really played us the way that that we play other people a lot of times.
Right.
guys that they didn't really feel were going to be able to make shots from the perimeter, they just backed off of and just said, hey, if you can make enough to beat us, then shoot, fire away,
right.
And so we had to come up with a few things throughout the course of the game to get some guys some touches, to get Landon a couple touches inside, and to get Gavin and Jake going against their 6'7", 6'5" lineup inside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were inviting us to score from the perimeter, but it was hard. Points were hard to come by in the paint.
They were, and like I say, that's kind of why I call it a chess match. You know, it's the type of competition you want to play, because hopefully down the road that's what you're going to run into. And besides, that same very night, Coach, you probably don't want to mention this at all, but I've got to. Not only a big win over the team, but a big win for you personally. 400, congratulations on reaching that mark.
Well, thank you, Thomas. I've been fortunate through the years, as I've said in the past, that you know, had a lot of good players and a lot of good folks to work with, and it's allowed me to be successful to the extent that I have been. So I'm grateful for that, and I appreciate you and Daniel taking notice of it on Twitter that day.
Well, somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
you mentioned earlier, your team's done it by spreading the ball around. It's pretty amazing. You have 3 to 4 guys every night in double figures, and maybe the other one's real close. Talk about that, Coach, and these players. You know, Landon Woodcox kind of coming to his own as the leading scorer. Gavin Silk, night in, night out, 15, 20 points. Jake's had some big games. B.J. Heath, they all hit double figures. They all do what they're supposed to do. Just a joy to watch. Great group.
Well, they're a great group to coach too. You know, they everybody understands their role on this team. From BJ being the best defender, he's going to have to. He gets the toughest defensive assignment every night, and he knows it, and he accepts it, and you know, he excels at it. And some nights, if he's able to score 13 or 14 to go along with it, that's great. You know, and of course, Landon is the guy that everybody keys on, and I think Gavin's going to be a guy that gets keyed on in the second half of the season for sure. So, some nights, you know, Heath, Jake, Mason coming off the bench at times has been our leading scorer. So, you know, it's if I were preparing for us, I would think it would be a difficult preparation in who to guard and who we can help off of a little bit.
And we talked about the Loretto game, and you touched on it. That's what happened. You know, they tried to shut down Landon, and they tried to pack the paint against Gavin, and some of those guys had to step up, and they did, just like you said.
Exactly. You know, we had some guys make some shots. I think BJ made some big shots in that game. Jake made some shots early in the first quarter that kind of got us rolling a little bit.
Right.
You know, kind of loosened the defense up and allowed Gavin to get some shots, and then had guys setting screens for Landon to help him get open a little bit. You know, again, team effort. These guys are a great group to coach, a great group to be around. They don't care who gets the credit. They just want to win the game.
Right. And as we like to say, you're going to need that tonight. You know, not just those starters, but you mentioned Mason Sharp. You got the senior Ben Bailey. Gunner Silk's been playing some big minutes. A couple of freshmen showing up. So pretty deep team, too, I think, Coach.
But we do have some depth, you know, and it's at times we've used it when we had guys get in foul trouble. We've been able to use some of our younger guys, and other times we haven't had to have them come off the bench.
Right.
So it's a really good problem to have,
sure,
to have this much talent sitting on the bench over there.
Right.
You know, and you know, some nights they may get frustrated, but the fact is everybody has a role, and you know, we're gonna go with our seniors and our main guys when we can, and if those other guys get an opportunity, I want them to make the most of it.
I'm looking forward to seeing what tonight's going to take personnel-wise, because, you know, this is another team we hadn't mentioned. Of course, everybody knows you've been to 4 straight with this squad. They made it to the state last year, Coach, in Monterey squad, and they're playing pretty well. They've won 14 games. They've also won a Christmas tournament, I think, when I looked that up, maybe in Watertown. Playing some good basketball. Going to be a challenge tonight.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Coming in, you know, split with them in the regular season last year, and they barely got us in the region championship game, you know, but they lost their 2 big guys inside. But everything they do goes through Peyton West, number 20. You know, he's a great guard, maybe the best guard in the district. I don't know,
yeah.
But, you know, we've got to really, we're going to really try to focus on him and limit his touches. And when he does touch it, make it hard for him to get a shot off. And, you know, the other guys that have some role players, they have a couple guys that can make shots if you're not there on the catch. So, you know, we feel like that we have an advantage inside with Gavin and Jake for sure. They're probably going to do like everybody else and chase Landon around and make it hard for him to get the ball. So worked on a few things, just like we always do for what we expect to happen. So,
sure. Well, we're looking forward to the game. Appreciate you coming and sitting with us, Coach. We're going to do it several times in a row here, 10 straight district games. So, folks, join us next time for Coach Edwards, and good luck tonight, Coach.
Thank you, Thomas. Appreciate it.
This has been Inside the Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Rob Edwards, brought to you by McFarland Creek Outdoors, where once-in-a-lifetime trophy dreams come true for hunters right here in the middle of Bulldog Country. Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family-owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
Heat pumps dry deals in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know. Now, Clay County fans, let's go inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Matt Walker. Brought to you by Honest Abe Log Home, helping people realize their dream of log home living from their Moss, Tennessee headquarters since 1979. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Clay County High School Gymnasium, just hours away from Clay County hosting Monterey tonight, where the 12-5 Lady Dogs will take on the winless Lady Wildcats, hoping to get to 4-1 in District 6A play. I'm here with Head Coach Matt Walker for this edition of Inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room. Coach, appreciate you taking the time out for this first interview of the season here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Thank you. We're glad to have you back. We've missed your coverage so far.
I appreciate that. Tell you something you hadn't missed, and that's this Lady Dog team. I feel like they're off to a pretty good start, though there's been a few losses lately, but they've all come to quality opponents. I mean, you're talking about losing twice to Macon County, a heartbreaker at Pickett, where basically had the game won and it was waved off, and then lost to the eventual champions in both Christmas tournaments, a Triple-A unbeaten White County team and a Double-A Alcoa team. So nothing to shake your head at as far as losses go.
Yeah, we played some really good teams. We beat some pretty good teams, you know, especially over Christmas. We tried to find good tournaments that was going to challenge us, and I feel like we've done that, you know, playing some good teams over Christmas. And like you said, the teams that beat us so far were really, really good. The only one I guess we get a shot at again is Pickett County, so we're really looking forward to that.
That's true. And you talked about for the newspaper when this season started, you know, we're, 17 games in right now, but you talked about how this team, was going to go as your senior group goes. And of course that's Kenzie Arms and Maddie Harlan and Taylor Strong. And that's definitely been the case, hasn't it, Coach?
They have. They played really well. You know, one of the biggest things between, you know, a younger girl versus an older girl is going to be consistency. You know, some of the younger girls, you know, anybody's capable of having a big night, but Tyler and Kenzie have both been just rock solid, consistent. You know, Tyler had some, I think, 29 and 30-point games whenever she was a sophomore, and Kenzie had some big games as well when she was a sophomore, and then they may follow it up with a 7-point game.
Right.
You know, to this point in this season, both of those two have avoided the big letdowns, and for the most part, they've been pretty well consistent. And then Maddie Harlan, her energy, her defense, You know, it's stuff that don't show up in the stat sheet, but it's invaluable to our team.
No doubt about it. And I kind of mentioned that in the newspaper this week about Maddie. You know, in order to get in the paper, most times you've got to score a few points. Not necessarily her forte. Heck of a defensive player, though.
She is, you know, and offensively, too. You know, she can do some things. You know, she's played with those other two for 4 years now, so she's never had to come out and score, but I've seen her have some games this summer where she scored the ball really well, and then at Jackson County, she scored the ball really well. You know, she's got some talent, too. She doesn't always have to use it. It's right. Not her role, necessarily.
You talked about the other two's consistency. When you talk about Kinsey Arms, to me, she's stepped her game up a notch with defensively also, but been real consistent inside.
She has. She's been a really good rim protector. When somebody gets beat, Kinsey, more times than not, Kinsey's usually there to help. And, you know, that's a big part of our defense is Kinsey challenges the shots at the rim. Rebounding, she's done really well. Rebounding as far as that goes, too. And, you know, just hustle. I think she's hustling pretty good this year.
She is. And then you talk about Taylor Strong. Broke a record already this year. Been consistent on her shot. She's not just an outside shooter anymore either, Coach.
No. She's a good all-around player. She's getting herself to the free throw line, putting the ball on the ground, driving it, passing, you know. She does a lot of stuff like that she doesn't get credit for as well, too. You know, when teams trap us, you know, she goes to the ball and helps relieve some of the pressure on our guards. And, you know, she's a big, tall body that's able to pass over some traps. So she does a lot of little stuff like that as well that doesn't always show up in the score sheet.
There's no doubt about what those three mean to this team, but you've also got couple sophomores starting, and they've really come on of late, I think, hitting double-digit mark, both of them, Rachel Kofas and Katie Arms, Coach. Talk about them.
Rachel has been pretty consistent since Christmas. You know, I think she's been up around double figures in both games, and she's always had the ability to score double figures, but now she's doing it with a high percentage of shots. She's getting to the paint and finishing some little five-foot floaters and 5 foot layups. You know, she's getting to the paint pretty easy. Of course, that helps open it up for everybody else. And Katie, boy, I love Katie's game this year. You know, she reminds me a lot of Brittany Boone. Katie leads us in charges taken. She's a good rebounder. She drives in, and when teams expect her to kick it out to Taylor, you know, she's taking the initiative to finish at this point in the year. She's not necessarily looking for Taylor and Kinsey every time she drives the lane. She's looking to drive in there and score, which you know, I like that. It's good to have another scoring threat.
I do, too. I think her and Copas both have been valuable during this early season for sure, and only going to get better as we go. But you've also got a good bunch of reserves that's given some time, and that's the sophomore Marley Ashlock, Eliza Jenkins, the freshman, and several others that come off the bench. Pretty good group there, too, Coach.
Yeah, our girls off the bench all have some talent. They all have their own unique skill set. It's just kind of what the team needs on any given moment. Marley, you know, Marley can really score the ball. She's pretty good at drawing fouls, and is really talented offensively. Over to the Christmas tournament, she come in, and the other team's best player had some foul trouble, and Marley picked up another one right on her and gave her a fourth foul in the first half, and really kind of changed the game. She scored, I think, 10 points back-to-back-to-back, and at Trousdale, Marley come in and had a pretty good performance scoring the ball. Jenkins, you know, Jenkins has been a very pleasant surprise this year. You know, I've seen what she could do on the lower level, junior high, AAU. I've seen her for a while, but high school, she's scoring the ball better than I thought she would as a freshman. She handles the ball. She makes good passes. She doesn't turn the ball over. So she's just a person that does a lot of good things. And then Kelsey Roten's kind of similar. She works really hard on defense and makes pretty good decisions with the ball. And she's another player that doesn't hurt to have in there.
Good group coming off the bench, no doubt about it, which makes a great team. And tonight, you know, it's another challenge in a way, Coach. This one's supposed to be easy when you face off with a winless team. I guess you got to just kind of treat this as a tune-up for what's to come. You got a couple coming pretty tough. Clark Range, Redbone Springs next week. But I know you can't look over the Lady Wildcats tonight.
Yeah, we've got a huge week next week with two very difficult district games. Tonight, Monterey has some talent. They're pretty much all juniors, I think, but they're juniors that have started now for 3 years. They're all, 3-year juniors that have played since they was freshmen. So they've got some talent. They're not as bad as the record would indicate, with zero wins. Their coach is doing a good job up there, Coach Sims. He's doing a good job up there, but I think it's his first year, and I think there may be some growing pains to the program, but I think he'll get them turned on the right track, just hopefully not tonight.
A big home game coming up tonight. All right, Coach, I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today, and good luck tonight.
Thank you for being here.
This has been Inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Matt Walker, brought to you by Honest Abe Log Homes, helping people realize their dream of log home living from their Moss, Tennessee headquarters since 1979.
We return here, ladies and gentlemen, to the CarQuest pregame show. We're getting close to the end. It's time for Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off, brought to you by Ollie's Place. Thomas, what's Salina's most famous elephant got for us tonight?
Well, Daniel, I think we might going to have to get interrupted by the anthem here. But before we get to what Tipsy takes, thanks about this one, I just want to say what a pleasure it is to have Coach Sims back here with us for another season, Coach. You know, and just in case our listeners don't know or may have forgot what a legend he is, where the knowledge he shares comes from, let me lay it out for you. He may know just a little bit about girls high school basketball after nearly 500 wins, 7 district titles, 6 region crowns, 14 sub-state appearances, 10 trips to the state tournament, 4 state runners-up, and a state championship while coaching here almost 25 years, Daniel. Coach, it's an honor to have you on board again. And Daniel and I are looking forward to what you're going to bring to the table again this year.
Thank you for the kind words, but Al, tell what little I know, you know, as best I can. But I enjoy, you know, talking to y'all during the game.
We'll talk a little more. I think we better play our intro here and cover up the anthem. We'll be right back with more Tipsy State.
You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our heart.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operations today with our BioTrend services.
By Anderson Hometown Pharmacy, come to the 100% family-owned local pharmacy for all your prescription needs.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
All right, we're back here, folks. Interrupted our segment there for Tipsy's take. Coach introduced you there. What's your take on this Lady Bulldog team this year?
I really think we're, you know, a little better than we were last year. I think we've got the ability to score for more than 2 positions this year. It doesn't always happen, but Rachel is, you know, some games she'll get 10 to 15. Katie, I think, is capable of getting at least 10 tonight, if not more. Maddie's kind of off and on. You know, sometimes she'll hit some shots, sometimes not. But I really think we're better than we were last year, even though we were pretty good last year. I think our chances of advancing even farther than we did last year are considerably better than they were. You know, I think Pickett's down a little. I think we're a little better. So even though they beat us up there by 1, but you know, I think our chances are some better than they were last year.
An interesting Pickett game you mentioned, I think, talked about earlier, had 47 team fouls in that game on each team together.
I thought the officiating that night was just way too tight, you know. I don't have I know one time there in the first half, we fouled, I think, seven straight trips. We put the Brown girl on the line. That's where we got behind about 8 or 10. But then we came back and actually got ahead by halftime. But I thought that was a big swing in the game. You know, that all of our kids were getting in foul trouble, had to sit out. That really hurt us. I really think we got a better team than they do. They got us that night. Maybe we get them the next two or three times we play.
Certainly, we hope we see some of that good play from Clay County tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mitch Hitchie's final take, sponsored by Bobby's Place. Look for Hitchie standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. We'll go ahead and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors girls starting lineups at this time. First of all, for the visiting Monterey Lady Wildcats, a senior, number 24, Hannah Mueller, a junior, number 20, Faith Walker, a junior, number 32, Anna Hudson, junior, number 21, Daniela DiAgostino, and a junior, number 22, Caitlin Moorhead, a heavy group of upperclassmen there for the Monterey Wildcats. And starting for the Clay County Bulldogs and third-year head coach Matt Walker tonight is a senior, number 10, Taylor Strong, senior, number 23, Kenzie Arms, senior, number 32, Maddie Harlan, sophomore, number 20, Rachel Kopas, and the fifth and final starter for the Lady Bulldogs, number 24, sophomore, Katie Arms. We're about to get this District 6A game underway here in Salina tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, Kenzie Arms will be stepping into the circle to jump for Clay County. She'll be jumping against number 32, Anna Hudson from Monterey. Clay County, rather the Lady Wildcats, control the tip, and here they come. They're going to be shooting at the hoop to her right, balls at right wing. In the hands of Faith Walker, she goes out to the top of the key to Mueller. Mueller now in the left corner. She's worked it to DiAgostino, who goes back out top to Faith Walker. Three-point shot taken, no good. Rebound Rachel Kopas. Quickly, she crosses the timeline, drives into the paint, puts up a jumper, and Clay County's on the board 2-9. 7:35 mark of this first quarter. Full court pressure being applied by Coach Matt Walker and his girls. Lady Wildcats able to successfully get it down the floor, though. It's at left wing, three-point shot pulled and taken by Hannah Mueller. No good. Actually, barely grazed the net, hit the baseline. Clay County going to take possession here. It went out of bounds.
I think we're going to see Monterey's going to have a tough time scoring the basketball, coach. And we kind of saw that, pulled the rebound down. Kopas pushes up the floor. She does a good job at that.
Yeah, she does. That's our kind of our bread and butter, you know, is pushing down the floor and getting buckets in transition.
Clay County inbounds here. Kopas brings it slowly across the timeline. Goes right wing to Arms. Back to Kopas. Top of the key. Taylor Strong. Left wing. Back to Kopas. Kopas inside into the paint. The Kenzie Arms. Her running jumper no good. Rebound by the Lady Wildcats. Caitlin Moorhead. Moorhead brings it herself up the floor now into the paint. Pulls up for an 8-foot jumper. No good. Off of the back of the rim. Rebound Katie Arms. Katie brings it down into her own end of the floor. Taylor Strong. Right corner. Cross court to Harlan. Harlan to Arms. That's Kenzie. Kenzie kicks it back to Taylor Strong. She fires from three. No good from the right wing. Rebound once again by Moorhead and the Lady Wildcats. 2-0. 6:35 to go in this one. Monterey 0-15 on the season. Clay County 12-5. Monterey a very experienced team, though. All juniors and seniors starting as we see a jump ball now. Goes to the possession of Clay County. It was Maddie Harlan going to the floor to get it tied up with Caitlin Moorhead. Lady Bulldogs take possession.
And I was talking to Coach Sims, Monterey's coach, before the game. They have actually won a game.
They have.
They beat Republic their last game.
First-year head coach Mark Sims, I believe. Is that right?
I have Coach Sims. I don't know what his first name is. I've known him for several years, but I didn't even know what his name was. I didn't know we had the same last name. They beat Republic last week.
Probably 1-15, 1-14,
yeah,
something to that effect. Katie Arms to go to the line to shoot, too. She drove into the left block, was fouled. Shot was no good, but she will get a chance at two from the line. First one's away and good. 3-9.
You know, you talked about Katie just a little bit. I think she really stepped up in this holiday stretch. She's had double digits a couple of different nights,
folks. I only got to see him play one game during that stretch, and she had a good game that night. They played at Kings Academy tonight. They scored 104. She had a good game.
Arms
but she's capable of shooting the three and doing some things.
Arms hit the second to make it 4-0. Monterey came down, missed the layup. Rebound Clay County. Taylor Strong with it now on left block. Goes to Kenzie Arms. Her shot no good. Rebound for Hudson and the Lady Wildcats. However, ball stolen back by Rachel Kofus. She worked it to Taylor Strong, who shot from right block. Foul was called. Shot was no good, but she'll go to the line for two. 5:49 remains here in the opening quarter. Clay County leads 4-0. Taylor Strong, one of the three seniors playing for head coach Matt Walker. She has went over 1,500 points in her career. Adds another there to put her team up 5-0 early. Second shot's away. It also is good. Coach, she's one of the best ladies Bulldog players we've seen in quite some time.
Yeah, she is. She's got to be in the top 10, you know, since I've been around 30-something years. Her and Kenzie both, they both had pretty good careers, and hopefully they're going to keep going for a while. But
Monterey in possession. Ball's inbound. It's stolen by Taylor Strong. She works it to Harlan. Harlan down now to Kopas. Kopas from right block. Give it to her. 2 points for the point guard. 8-0 is the Lady Bulldog lead. 5:30 on this opening quarter clock. Full court pressure still being applied by the black and gold. DeAugustino beats the press. Gets across the timeline. Tries to set the offense for her team. Walk call, number 32, Anna Hudson, the junior at right wing, took one step too many. Clay County takes advantage of the turnover.
This one's already 8-0, guys, and Clay County's probably missed as many shots, maybe more than they've made so far. And when we get it going here, it could get ugly pretty quick.
Bulldogs with the ball. Taylor Strong, right wing, fires the three. Good-looking shot, but it was no good. Rebound, Lady Wildcats. That's Moorhead again. She has several defensive rebounds. Gets the assist as she worked it forward to Anna Hudson, her teammate. Hudson put it in from left block to put the Lady Wildcats on the scoreboard for the first time tonight. It is 8-2, 4:50 and ticking here in the first quarter. Clay County in possession of the ball. Maddie Harlan, right wing, goes back to Taylor Strong at the top of the key. Strong now with it. She surveys the defense, drives inside the left block, puts up a shot, and she'll be fouled. Blocking foul call against Anna Hudson and the Lady Wildcats. That's the third Monterey foul so far. Clay County has none. Strong goes to the line to shoot two.
Coach Sims from Monterey instead of talking to him. He said number 32, Hudson. She's averaging about 20 points a game. I didn't have any idea they had anybody that was averaging near that much.
Anna Hudson, as Coach Sims says, probably the lead scorer then for the Lady Wildcats. She's averaging 21 a game.
She's one of the leading scorers in the mid-state, I'd say.
Taylor Strong knocks down both of them. Clay County leads 10-2. 4:39 here and ticking in the first quarter clock. Lady Wildcats have it. Hannah Mueller crosses the timeline. She's defended by Katie Arms. Now Moorhead, left baseline, puts up about a 15-foot jumper and drains it. 10-4 is the score. Clay County with the lead. Taylor Strong, right wing inside to Kenzie. Shots up, no good. Kenzie tries to get her own rebound, knocked it across to Eliza Jenkins, the freshman who's in, and 2 points for Eliza. Pressure still on. The Lady Wildcats have beaten that pressure all times but one. And Kenzie Arms called for her first personal foul.
I think that was Maddie Harlan on that putback there, Daniel. Numbers a little hard to see on these white jerseys.
Yeah.
You are correct, Thomas. First time of the night I'm wrong, but I assure you it will not be the last. Lady Wildcat player at the line is number 20, Faith Walker. She misses the first of two. So one personal foul for Maddie Harlan, one team foul for Clay County. Second shot is away and good by Walker. 12-5 is the score. Clay County with the advantage. Under 4 minutes to play in the opening quarter now. Katie Arms, left wing. Back to Kopas at the top of the key. Strong right wing. Back to Kopas. High post now with Kenzie Arms. Back out to Kopas. Good ball movement. Katie Arms, left wing. She's defended here by Moorhead. Moorhead forces her to pass back to Kopas. Kopas to Strong. Slowing it down, looking for a good open shot. Now in the hands of Kenzie Arms at left elbow, she kicks it back out to Taylor Strong, fires again. She's 0-for-3 from that same spot on the right wing on 3 points. Rebound, though, by Rachel Kopas. She does a quick turnaround on the baseline and puts it up. Good for two. 14-5 now the lead for Clay County. Taylor Strong applying pressure in the backcourt for the Bulldogs. And a timeout taken by head coach Mark Sims of Monterey. We're going to go to our first commercial break of the season here in live action on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back here to Salina, and Clay County leads Monterey 14-5. Guys, how long has it been since you've seen Taylor Strong and Kenzie Arnes without a field goal, and most of this first quarter's gone? That's what I was talking about. Just can't get them to drop yet.
They'll start falling, I think.
3 minutes do remain in the first quarter. Monterey in possession of the ball. Moorhead dives baseline. Her shot no good. Clay County with a 14-5 lead. Katie Arms, the sophomore, pulls down the rebound, goes coast to coast. She'll be fouled. Shot was no good, but she's going to go to the line for two. And I agree with the comments that each of you gentlemen said as we began the broadcast. Katie Arms has really developed as a player. You can tell that she's put the work in during the off season, and her and Rachel Copas, both as sophomores here, have established themselves as equals to these three seniors, and they're doing a good job playing. First shot was no good by Arms.
Now Eliza's in the game.
Eliza Jenkins does check into the game for Maddie Harlan. Both of those foul shots were missed by Arms. Clay County still leads by nine, though, 14-5. Monterey in possession. Another turnover. Ball was trying to be worked down by Moorhead to the junior Grace Klaus, who's in for the Wildcats. She couldn't hang on to it. It rolls out of bounds. Clay County back in possession. Rachel Copas walks it down the floor. She'll be defended by DeAugustino. Gives it up to Katie Arms. Katie now to Kenzie. Kenzie knocks it down about a foot inside the three-point line on left baseline, and she's knocked it down beautifully. 16-5 is the Lady Bulldog lead. Lady Wildcats come across the timeline. It's Faith Walker with it. She goes right wing. Daniela DeAugustino, her three-pointer no good. Rebound Kenzie Arms. Kenzie to her senior teammate, Taylor Strong. Taylor drives the high post. Now advances on down into the paint. Running jumper no good. Rebound, though, by Katie Arms. She keeps it alive. Kicks it back out to Rachel Copas. And her running jumper in the paint is good. 18-5. And Copas now with about 8 points, I think, on the night. Pressure still applied. Monterey having a hard time with it. They do maintain possession, though, as Katie Arms knocked it out of bounds.
Copas has got 8 points so far. You see Katie Arns, what else she brings to the table, the defense, the rebounding. She kind of, Coach Walker mentioned it in the interview, kind of taking up some of that slack we missed from
right.
Brittany Boone
from
last year, for sure. Katie Arns is doing that.
Ball inbounded now by the Lady Wildcats. We have some substitutes on the floor for Clay County. We'll bring you those girls in a minute. Hudson takes a shot from left elbow. Actually, it was Faith Walker. That shot good. 18-7 now. Clay County with an 11-point lead. On the floor for the Lady Dogs is Strong, Marley Ashlock, Harlan, Jenkins, and Kenzie Arms. Taylor Strong fires from left wing. In and out. No good. Beautiful shot, but could not get it to fall. Rebound Moorhead and the Lady Wildcats. Walker brings it across the timeline. Gives it up to Mueller. Mueller at left wing has it stolen by Harlan. Harlan to Strong. Strong dash lock. She's going to have a chance to lay up. Well defended, no good, but rebounded and put back by Taylor Strong. Minute now left in this opening quarter of play. 13 points is the margin. Clay County leads 20-7. Monterey comes across. DeAugustino right wing. Back to Walker. Top of the key. Fires a three from the top of the circle, no good. Rebound Kenzie Arms. Kenzie's going to go coast to coast with it. Gets to the block, kicks it out to Strong. Strong to Harlan. She fires the three, no good. Rebound Taylor Strong. Throws to Ashlock, went off of her foot. And a Lady Wildcat came up in possession. And a foul will be called against Clay County's number 10, Taylor Strong. Her first personal of the contest. Clay County's second team foul.
A frustration foul right there, I think. You know, the shot won't fall for Taylor, and Kenzie kind of having the same problem right now. But like you said, Coach, they're going to fall here pretty quick.
Well, they both hit one shot apiece, I think, now, so maybe they'll get going in the second quarter.
20-7, the Clay County lead, 30 seconds remaining here in the opening quarter of play. Monterey going to inbound from the scorer's table. It was knocked out of bounds by Clay County, and they convert and score. The junior, Danielle DiAgostino, puts it up from right block. Little running layup, and it's good for her. 20-9. 18 seconds on the clock. Taylor Strong, right wing, fires the three. Give it to her. We chronicled in our pregame show that she had hit 9 of those her sophomore year against Monterey. That's her first three-pointer of the night. 5 seconds now left to play. Moorhead shoots at her end. No good. Rebound, Maddie Harlan. Foul called against Moorhead of the Lady Wildcats. Clay County inbound from in front of their bench. 2.5 seconds remain. Jenkins inbound to Strong. She'll take the half-court shot. No, works ahead. Maddie Harlan, right wing, cannot get the shot off. That's the end of one here at Clay County High School. The Lady Bulldogs lead Monterey 23-9.
Mount Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living in the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Monterey puts in two more here to open this second quarter play. We're down to 7:33 remaining. 23-11 is the score. Clay County with the ball. Maddie Harlan with it. Top of the key. She goes to Kenzie Arms. Arms across to Marley Ashok. She pulls a trigger on a three-pointer. Coach Sims and knocks it down.
Marley,
nice shot by the sophomore.
Yeah, she's at Hermit Springs in junior high. That's what she's known for, shooting a three.
Jump ball on the floor. Possession error in favor of Monterey. Monterey shooting at the hoop on the right. Clay County, actually, the possession there was in favor of Clay County. They'll have it. Clay County shooting to the hoop to the left of our vantage point. Monterey to the right. Kenzie Arms with it in the paint. Shot up. No good. Rebound Wildcats. It's Hudson. Hudson goes to DiAgostino. Now back to Hudson. No pressure this time for the Lady Bulldogs. They retreat to play defense on their end of the floor. Hannah Mueller drives aggressively into the lane, kicks it out to DiAgostino. Now DiAgostino to Hudson. Hudson back to Walker, top of the key, defended by Taylor Strong. Now back in the hands of Mueller, left wing. Inside to Hudson, ball knocked away and out of bounds. Clay County going to take possession. Good defense. 6:42 left here in the second quarter. 26-11 is the Lady Bulldog lead. 15-point margin.
Didn't have a chance to get it right there when we came back. Taylor Strong quickly put up 9 points in that first quarter to go along with 8 from Rachel Kopas. So off to a pretty good start when you score 23 and a quarter, even though we had trouble finding the basket.
Kenzie Arms adds 2 more from right block. The assist coming off the hands of Rachel Kopas. Clay County extends the lead now to 17, 28-11. Another turnover. Rachel Kopas picked the pocket. Kenzie Arms picks up the loose ball, does a little shimmy shake at the free throw line. Running jumper, no good. These are shots that are usually high percentage for Kenzie. Coach Sims having trouble getting them to fall at this point.
Yeah.
And another steal. Katie Arms kicks it quickly over to Maddie Harlan, and she scores 2 from just inside the three-point line on left wing. Pressure back applied now by the Lady Bulldogs. DiAgostino beats the pressure, drives the right block. She'll score. Defended by Kenzie Arms, however, DiAgostino able to make it drop. Taylor Strong now quickly back on her end of the floor. Clay County playing fast. Two more points for Taylor from left block as she puts in the layup. Trying to get a two-man trap going off that inbound pass, Coach Sims.
Yeah, we've been in that 1-2-1-1 the whole game, trapping the first pass.
Monterey doing a pretty good job of beating it. We've created a few turnovers.
For the most part, if you can get out of that first trap, you can usually beat it. That's where you got to do it if you're going to trap right there.
5:24 to play here in this second quarter. Clay County leads 32-13. Monterey inbound from underneath their own basket. It's worked inside to Jordan Walker, a freshman who's in. She has it right wing. Gives it up to Hudson. Hudson drives. Kicks it over to Walker, left wing. Shots away. No good. Rebound Rachel Copas. Here she quickly comes. She doesn't do anything slow, and she's to the basket. Foul is called. The shot was up. No good. She'll get a chance to knock down two from the free throw line, though. To 32-13 is the score currently. First shot's away. No good by Rachel Copas. Taylor Strong has shot well from the free throw line. Other Lady Bulldogs have struggled from the charity strap so far, though.
That's true. Arms is 2-for-4. Strong, 4-for-4.
Copas misses both of those. Rebound, though, by Taylor Strong. Shot was put up. No good. Rebound by Kenzie Arms. She put it back in, and it falls this time for Kenzie. 34-13, 21 points the margin. 4:50 and ticking here in the first half of play. Danielle DeAugustino, right wing, goes over to Caitlin Moorhead. Moorhead fires the three, no good. Rebound by Copas. Here she comes. Madison Beasley in playing now with the Lady Bulldogs. Copas, though, works Taylor Strong right block, puts it in for an easy two. Second timeout taken by Monterey here. 4:35 remains in the first half of play. Clay County leads by 23, 36-13.
Wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
We return to action here where we see Rachel Copas called with a foul on the floor. Her first personal, team's third here of the first half. Monterey didn't mount from him from other bench, as we mentioned before we went to break. 36-13 is the score. Lady Wildcats with it. Caitlin Moorhead drives, and she puts it up and scores. Two more for Moorhead, the junior. She's playing a pretty fine ball game here tonight, and it looks like Mount Walker sending four substitutes to the scores table for Clay County as Taylor Strong fires from right wing on a three. No good. Rebound, though, by Maddie Harlan. She goes down to the floor fighting hard for it. Gets it back in the hands of Katie Arms, where she'll be fouled. Jordan Walker called on the foul for the Lady Wildcats. Arms will go to the line. She'll have the opportunity to score two more here. Lady Wildcats of Monterey have struggled in recent years, not had a lot of success. Last year we see that they finished up the season with a 2-25 record, finished seventh in the district during regular season play. Were eliminated by Pickett County in the quarterfinal last year, and they're 1-14, perhaps 1-15. As Coach Sims said, they did beat Republic. I thought they had not won. And Katie Arms is going to knock down both of those free throws. Been on a hard time, just to tell the truth, up at Monterey for ladies basketball.
You know, I've been around for 35 years now almost. They've been a few years, you know, they'd be pretty good. But, you know, most of the time they're, unfortunately, for whatever reason, they've had good coaches. You know, I guess it's just the talent, but they're usually one of the bottom teams in the district.
Clay County in possession of the ball. Substitutes are in. It was Hannah Rain shooting from left block. She was called for the offensive foul. Looks like Hannah Rains will pick up her first personal. Try to bring you the girls that are on the floor right now as substitutes did play take place for Clay County. Moorhead with it in the paint. She puts it up. No good. Gets her own rebound back up. She'll be fouled by Rains, who picks up two personals in a matter of seconds here at Clay County High School. On the floor for the Lady Bulldogs is Taylor Strong, Eliza Jenkins, Maddie Harmon, Marley Ashok, and Hannah Rains. Looks like Kenzie Arms at the scorer's table to check back in. At this point, though, she'll take out Taylor Strong.
You know, I think I've been watching Hannah quite a bit in the JV game. She's really improved her game. She does bring a little bit of, maybe a little too much hustle sometimes, picking up those two fouls, the one over the back, and then the cheap kind of call on her right there. But
brings some good size and post presence.
She does. She does.
You know, next year, somebody's going to have to play, you know, inside. I guess the Burchett kids in eighth grade, you know, probably counting on her to play some, but yeah, she's just going to be a freshman. Hannah's going to be a junior. I look for her to get quite a bit of playing time next year.
Absolutely. Kenzie Arms knocked down about a 12-footer from right baseline, added two more to the tally. But at 40-16 right now, the current lead, 3:13 remaining in the second quarter of play. Personal foul just called. I'm not sure which Lady Bulldog picked it up, but there are 16 fouls now against Clay County. That personal foul was on Kenzie Arms. We're privileged to be closely accompanied here. He's not at the table with us, but Bob Weaver, Thomas's dad's here with us. He's the kind of a spotter. He gave me that number on that personal foul, so appreciate him and all the hard work he's done to help get the Horizon Sports Network going through working on websites and everything else.
He does. Lady outside says it's kind of like a family reunion for the Weavers. My brother's here, dad, and of course mom and everybody else, so good to have them all on hand.
Caitlin Moorhead scored two more for the Lady Wildcats and an unforced error by Clay County. I believe it was Rains. Ended up losing the ball. Monterey back in possession. 2:30 to go here. Caitlin Moorhead fires a long three-pointer. Give it to her. And Moorhead now getting close to double digits on the night. Clay County leads 40-21, a margin of 19. However, head coach Matt Walker wants to talk to his girls, though. 2:22 remains here in the second quarter.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
We return here to Clay County High School. Lady Bulldogs do lead 40-21. Clay County came into this contest with a 12-5 record. They're trying to add their 13th win tonight. Lady Bulldogs in possession. Maddie Harlan fires from left wing. No good. Rebound by Hudson for Monterey. She works to Walker. Walker across the timeline. Tried to go to Moorhead. Too strong on the pass, though. Goes out of bounds. Clay County takes back over possession. 2:01 remaining.
You mentioned Moorhead just a second ago. Made that big three-pointer. She's up to 9 points on the night, according to my tally.
Taylor Strong run the point now for Clay County. Copas fires from left wing. Three, no good. Rebound Monterey. Minute 45 in the second quarter. Clay County leads 40-21. Stolen pass, Katie Arms, that defensive hustle Thomas mentioned earlier, and she'll actually draw a foul. Number 32, Anna Hudson, the junior for Monterey, is called for that foul. Seventh team foul, actually the eighth for Monterey, so Arms will go to the line to shoot 1-1. On the floor for Clay County, the original five starters, Maddie Harlan, Kenzie Arms, and Taylor Strong, the seniors, accompanied by the sophomores, Katie Arms and Rachel Copas. Arms hits the first. Free throw earns the right to shoot the second. That shot's away. It's also good. 42-21 currently the score. Lady Bulldogs have doubled up the Lady Wildcats in points at this moment in time. Minute 30 to go in the first half of play. Walker quickly down the court, tried to work it over to Grace Klaus, and that pass stolen by Arms. She worked it to Kenzie, and Kenzie was fouled. We'll flip into the floor, and Kenzie will have her opportunity to shoot the bonus. We quickly established the lead in this one, Coach. I anticipate if things continue, we'll probably see the younger girls a lot.
Yeah.
We've got a huge matchup coming next Tuesday with Clark Range, if I'm not mistaken, here at Clay County High School.
Yeah, we do. That'll be a really big game. It always is when we play them. I hadn't seen them play this year, but I know they're really good.
Kenzie knocked down both of those. Clark Range currently leading the standings in the District 6A girls. They have an impressive 15-2 record. They lost to Cookeville High School and someone else. I'm not sure who. They are 4-0 in district play, though.
Stone Memorial, I think the other loss they had on the road.
They beat Cumberland County, then they lost to Stone. I was kind of surprised Cookeville handled them as easy as they did. They beat them like 16, 18 points.
Well, I talked to Coach Walker as we see the Lady Bulldogs in possession here, minute 20 to go. Talked to Coach Walker earlier today about that game. He said that Clark Range opened up with a 7-0 run to start the game, and then they went the next 18 minutes almost of game clock without scoring.
I was talking to Lamar down there that night after I went and watched us and got there after their game was over. Yeah, he said they didn't even score the second quarter, and then it was well into the third quarter before they scored.
Unheard of for a bad team, much less the Lady Buffalo. Under a minute now to play in the second quarter in this one. Clay County leads 46-21. It was Walker for the Lady Wildcats working hard on left post. Faith Walker, she'll be fouled there. And Kenzie Arms will be called for her third personal. Arms will go to the line to shoot two. Walker, rather, not Arms.
Well, we missed a basket there from Kenzie earlier. She's quietly got 10 points in this quarter, up to a cool dozen on the night already, Daniel.
She has done it quietly. And Kenzie comes out with those three personal fouls. At this point, she'll get to sit down. In for her is Hannah Raines. Second shot's away by Walker. She hit them both. 46-23 now. Clay County still has Monterey doubled up at this point. 50 seconds to go. Katie Arms, left wing, goes to Taylor Strong, top of the key, fires the three, give it to her. Second three-pointer of the night. She has as fine a shot from that part of the floor as anyone I've ever seen. Caitlin Moorhead now goes left block to her teammate, Klaus. Klaus puts it in for two. Grace Klaus, the junior post player. Clay County now back quickly to their end. Harlan has it. She goes to Copas. Copas to Katie Arms. Katie fires the three from left wing. No good. Rebound Monterey. Monterey across the timeline. 13 seconds and ticking in the half. D'Agostino will be fouled by Katie Arms. Looks like good defense to me, but got too much of the body into it.
Bumped into her a little.
Seconds. Daniela D'Agostino, the junior guard at the line, to shoot 1-1. First one's good. Earns the right to shoot the second one. Puts her team up to 26 points now. Bay County has 49, though. Second shot's away. No good on this one. Rebound Taylor Strong. 8 seconds left. Comes across the timeline. 5 seconds. Top of the key. Drives to high post. Now into the paint. Loses a handle on it. And the buzzer sounds here at Clay County High School. The Lady Bulldogs lead the Lady Wildcats of Monterey 49-26 here at the break. Stay with us for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Holman's Dock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Holman's Dock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to our first game on the Horizon Sports Network, and Clay County leads Monterey 49-26 here at halftime. The Lady Dogs come out of the gate pretty fast, outscored the Lady Wildcats 23-9 in the first quarter, and then topped them 26-17, even though Monterey kind of came to life with some points in that quarter. To bring your halftime total to 49-26 for Monterey. Hannah Mueller has 2 points in the first half. Faith Walker has 5. Anna Hudson, 2. Daniela DiAgostino, 5. Caitlin Moorhead, 10 to lead the Lady Wildcats. And Grace Klaus came off the bench and added 2. For Clay County, Marley Ashlock came in reserve action and made a 3-pointer. Katie Arms has 6 points all from the foul line tonight. And Rachel Kopas has 8, which all came in the first quarter. Miley Harlan, 4. Kenzie Arms, who put up 10 in the second quarter, has 12. And Taylor Strong leads all scorers tonight with 16 at halftime. Again, Clay County leads 49-26 here in Salina. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
We return here to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. There's 3 minutes and 15 seconds remaining here at halftime. Going to go ahead and do the girls' District 6A update. Currently right now, after four contests going into the night, Clark Rain sets it first, 15-2 overall, 4-0 in the district. They're at Jackson County tonight. Tied for second, Clay County, 12-5 overall, 3-1 in the district. Here leading Monterey at halftime, 49-26. Also tied for second, Pickett County, 12-2 overall, 3-1 in the district. They're at Gordonsville tonight. Tied for fourth, three teams here. Gordonsville, 7-7 overall, 2-2 in the district. They are hosting Pickett County. Tied for fourth, Redbourne Springs, 12-6 overall, 2-2 in the district. Traveled down to Hartsville to Trousdale County. And also coming in tied at fourth, Trousdale County, 9-7 overall, 2-2 in the district. As we said, they're hosting Redbourne Springs. These are the girls' updates. And tied for seventh place, Jackson County, 0-14 and 0-4, hosting tonight Clark Range. And finally, the 18th, tied for seventh place, Monterey, 1-15, I think we decided on the year, 0-4 in district play. They are trailing 26-49 here at halftime to the Clay County Lady Bulldogs. We'll do the boys' District 6A update coming up later on between the contests. Not much to speak about necessarily in this from Mr. Sims. Kind of a slow start for Clay County, but it's hard to say when you've scored 50 points, 49 points at a half, that you had a slow start.
Yeah, we've got some steals and scored in transition some. I really think we took some bad shots. We took it 1-on-2 and 1-on-3 a few times and got fouled some of them, but, you know, in a tight game, it's not shots that I'd want to be taking anyway, you know. Hopefully when, you know, we're playing some of the better teams, we'll have a little better intellect on our shot selection, hopefully. But, yeah, it's went about like we expected it to. You know, we've kind of had our way with them and really hadn't shot the ball that great. Taylor finally, you know, hit a couple threes, and I think maybe Katie might have hit one, but you know, I think we can play a whole lot better than we did this first half.
Yeah, kind of a lackluster, you know, just emotionally. I know emotions drive ball games a lot of times, and this is one that kind of from the tip-off, crowd's not been into it. Everybody kind of expected what's happening.
Yeah, I mean, when you know a team's only won one game or no games or two or three, you know, and you know, you're probably a big favorite, you know, it's really hard to get psyched up for that, you know. Like I say, the crowd's kind of just sitting and watching, not a lot of cheering going on, but you know, you luckily
they're playing those games.
You get to play these games, you know, and they used to really worry me, especially the second time you play somebody like this. You think, well, they're just not going to be, you know, ready to play at all, but you know, usually you find a way to win them.
Looks like we're right now about to wrap up the Poplar Grove Bunny Shop Halftime Show. They've reset the clock for 8 minutes to start this third quarter. Thomas, quickly, you already did wrap up the stats. Nothing to share. We'll wait till we have some more to share as this second half is underway. They have flipped ends of the floor. The Monterey Lady Wildcats will be shooting to the goal in our left, and Clay County the goal on the right. Lady Wildcats in possession. We see a shot put up by Hudson from left block. No good. Rebound Kenzie Arms. She brings it down the floor. Goes to Harlan. Harlan to Taylor Strong. Left wing. Rebound, no good. Rebound by Kovas. The three-point by Strong was no good. Kovas rebounds and puts it back in 4-2 from right block. 51-26, currently the Clay County lead. 7.5 minutes left in this third quarter. Monterey with the ball. Daniela DiAgostino, right wing, knocks down the three-pointer. Monterey, speaking with Coach Walker about him prior to the contest, he talked about they made much improvement, had upperclassmen, lots of juniors and seniors playing on the team, and we're a formidable opponent. And his team right now with a comfortable lead, though, as Kenzie Arms adds more two more points to the tally. Comfortable lead right now, 24 points. The margin is Clay County leads 53-29. Monterey back with the ball. Caitlin Moorhead, high paint, goes now to Hudson. Hudson down underneath the goal, kicks it back outside. Now back in Hudson's hand, she fires it from left wing, and that shot is good by junior Anna Hudson. Mr. Sims mentioned earlier she was averaging 21 points a game and has struggled here tonight to get going, but we see that she can't hit from outside. Coach Sims, I missed that basket. Who made that for us?
Kenzie
Arms adds two more to her tally. Monterey with the ball. Hudson now with it, defended by Kenzie Arms. Hudson goes up and scores. Kenzie playing with three personal fouls, made sure she stayed straight up, kept her body out of there, and was not able to contest it a whole lot as we see a Clay County turnover. Taylor Strong carrying the ball. The official thought she got her palm down underneath it, and Monterey going to get a free possession here. 55-34 is the current score. Monterey finally gets it worked inbounds. Moorhead has it, defended by Katie Arms. Now she passes her off to Taylor Strong. Moorhead goes to DiAgostino, fires from left corner, no good on the three-pointer. Katie Arms rebound. She'll be fouled by Caitlin Moorhead, hustling, trying to break it up.
We've seen Monterey come out here to open this second half, guys, with almost as many points as they had in the whole first quarter. You know, they scored nine, I think, in that first quarter, and they hit two threes, and another bucket got 8 points already.
Well, definitely this is a starting five for Monterey. There's one senior, four juniors. They're going to be a unit that is 80% intact next year, and even though they're behind in some of these contests, they're going to strive and continue to work better as we see Katie Arms.
Maddie Harlan
knocking down the three-pointer. I'm going to have to do a better job of paying attention. Hudson adds two more to the tally, and now quickly they're swapping it back and forth at both ends. 5:25 to go here in the third quarter. Clay County does lead by 22, 58-36. Harlan at right wing goes to Copas, top of the key. Copas drives into the paint, takes the 10-foot jumper, no good. Rebound Walker for Monterey. Walker works ahead to Mueller. Mueller back to Hudson. Hudson inside, and we start to see now Coach Sims, perhaps first-year head coach Mark Sims from Monterey, has instructed his girls, hey, let's go to our score. Let's go to Hudson because she's taken probably maybe every shot of this second half for the Wildcats.
Kind of spreading it out, letting her go 1-on-1, you know, just take to the hole, let the score get fouled.
Timeout taken. We'll go ahead and stay with you here. As we mentioned, a huge contest coming up Tuesday night here at Clay County High School, correct? Against Clark Range, the Lady Buffaloes, and their legendary TWSWA Hall of Fame head coach, Lamar Rogers, who you've had so many battles with, Coach Sims. They're going to be coming down here. Talk about Coach Rogers for a moment here and just what his Lady Buffaloes have done over the years and what they're going to be bringing down here on Tuesday.
Well, they got the Mundy twins, and they got the little Bush girl started for 4 years. And they got a girl that came from Stover, I think's her name. She's a senior. She's been playing good this year from what I hear. They got a big girl. I don't know who she is. She's a sophomore, I believe. I don't even know what her name is, but they can't be as big as they were last year. And last year wasn't one of these bigger teams, but, you know, they're the back to the pressing, running up down the floor type that he's had at times. At times he's had these big teams that, you know, we always had a hard time matching up with because they're so much bigger than us. But, you know, he does a great job. You know, there's a lot of good coaches in this area, but, you know, he's one of the, if not the best, one of the best ones I've had to go against.
Kenzie Arms adds two more to her tally. Hudson hit those free throws. Currently the score 60-38. We don't want to get off from the game too far, but I'm curious, how long has he coached?
I think he started like 1975, so he's been there like 40-something years now.
Oh, has won over 1,000 games in his career. As we see two more points added to the Monterey tally by Faith Walker. Actually, it was Mueller that added that, 24, not 20. Lady Bulldogs with it. Katie Arms fires from left wing. Beautiful shot. Give her three. 63-40 the score. Both teams have picked up the pace on the scoring here in the second half, particularly Monterey, as Thomas alluded to a few minutes ago. We are at the halfway mark now of this third quarter. 63-40. Mueller drives down the left block, fires it up, and hits from there. Two more points for Monterey. 21-point margin now in the contest. Copas drives inside. She'll be fouled by Mueller at the free throw line. Subs coming in. Marvie Ashlock, Eliza Jenkins, Madison Beasley setting down. Katie Arms, Rachel Copas, and Maddie Harlan. Beasley will inbound. Go ahead, Thomas.
Talking about how Monterey scored. Kenzie Arms quickly coming on, guys. Already got up to 18 points here in the third quarter.
Her and Taylor Strong, very seldom will they be denied less than their 20 points. Each of them averaging a little bit over that coming into this contest. Taylor 22 a game. Kenzie around 20 to 21 a game. There's a three-pointer made by DeAugustino, the second she's made. Perhaps the third here in the third quarter. Kenzie Arms now, right block, kicks it back out to Marley Ashlock. Ashlock back to Arms, Arms to Jenkins, Jenkins to Strong. Strong at left wing, comes back across to Kenzie Arms, and she has found her mark at this point. She puts it up, adds two more to that tally. I believe she's at 20 now. 65-45, 3 minutes left in this third quarter. The scoring flurry here in the third quarter has kind of brought the intensity and excitement back to what was a lackluster contest at halftime. Klaus puts it up from right block, appeared to have walked, but gets away with it, missed, got her own rebound, put it back up, no good. Rebound, Eliza Jenkins, the freshman, who's played a whole lot this year so far for Coach Walker and the squad, comes down, goes to Taylor Strong. She drives inside, jumper no good, however, she was fouled on the play. Monterey with three team fouls so far here in the second half of play. Clay County with more. Strong at the line for two, hits the first.
You know, you mentioned Eliza Jenkins. I think she's done a great job as a freshman coming in and playing. You know, you just kind of need somebody to come in and not make a mistake and play defense. She can handle the ball well. She's playing pretty good, Coach, for the role she needs.
She gives you stability. You know, she comes off the bench, like you said, she's not going to hurt you. You know, she'll score a little every now and then, but, you know, she really doesn't look to score much just to kind of blend in and play with who's out there.
Kenzie Arms with a block down here as Hudson tried again from left block. Jenkins with the rebound comes down, gives it up to Taylor Strong, the senior. There's some of that teamwork and kind of knowing her role. She could have easily forced a shot there, but gave it up to the more experienced Strong, and Strong added two more to the tally. Jenkins with the fine assist. 2:15 remaining in the third quarter. DeAugustino fires a three-pointer. Missed that one. 68-45 is the lead for Clay County right now. Taylor Strong with it. Works into the paint. Tried to get it to Madison Beasley. Right wing. Goes out of bounds. And looks like it's been signaled. Monterey ball.
Don't see how that can happen. That looked like if that happened, Taylor bounced it 8 foot out of the way for it to go out of bounds. I believe it was deflection there.
Yeah, I think it was their foot.
Monterey does take advantage of the turnover, though. And Walker has it at right elbow. She puts up the shot from there. No good. Rebound by Madison Beasley. Beasley, the sophomore, coming in and getting some minutes. She gives it up to Taylor Strong, left wing. Strong into the paint. Ashlock, right wing. Fires the long two-pointer. No good. Rebound, though, by Hudson for Monterey. Mueller, the only senior, Hudson, who has scored a lot of points here in this third quarter, a junior, she'll be coming back. DeAugustino, who's found her mark from three-point range, will be coming back next year, along with Moorhead, who has hustled throughout the contest. So a good core group going to be returning for Monterey as they inbound here underneath their own goal. Hudson has it, loses the handle. Loose ball picked up by Liza Jenkins. She'll cross the timeline with a minute 20 to play. Works ahead to Taylor Strong, right wing, defended by DeAugustino. And a personal foul, an offensive foul called against Taylor Strong. Not much contact, Coach Sims, on that.
I didn't see that, but he's closer than I was, I guess.
DeAugustino didn't seem to be affected in any form or fashion. However, it is an offensive foul called against Taylor. Lady Wildcats have the ball, and they've crept back in this one a little. 23 points, though, still the lead for Clay County. Shot up and no good by Evelyn Klaus, a very tall freshman in there playing for Monterey. Kenzie Arms gets the rebound, works ahead to Marley Ashenock. She's at left wing, cannot handle it, and a foul's going to be called, though, against Monterey. Perhaps a makeup call for the strong offensive foul. And Marley will not get to shoot. It was a foul on the floor. Strong to inbound from underneath Clay County's goal. We're a little rusty here on there, folks. This is our first broadcast of the year. We'll get in the tune. We'll be calling all the district games through the rest of the regular season for you here. And Taylor Strong scores two more, plus she was fouled, goes to the line to try to get the and one play. And the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Under a minute to play in the third quarter. Clay County with a 25-point lead, 70-25. Lauren Weaver checking into the contest for the first time tonight. Kenzie Arms going to come set down for probably the remainder of this third quarter anyway. Shot no good by Strong. Rebound Monterey. They'll work across the timeline. 50 seconds left in this third quarter. They go to right wing. Jordan Walker. Walker loses the handle. Stolen by Strong. Strong with it. Left block. Walker returns the favor. Comes up from behind. Does the freshman and knocks it out of the senior's hand. Clay County will maintain possession, though. Taylor Strong checks out for the final 41 and a half seconds of the third quarter, and freshman Zoe Hayes comes into the fray.
Fifth quarter.
Hayes inbounds to Jenkins. Three freshmen and two sophomores on the floor right now for Clay County. Perhaps a squad will be seen working together a lot over the next 2 years. Hayes has it top of the key, goes to Weaver, high post. Weaver now to Ashlock. Ashlock back to Hayes. Hayes to Jenkins. She's defended by the junior DeAugustino and forces the error. Monterey going to come away with it. I thought DeAugustino knocked it out of bounds. But like you mentioned a few moments ago, Coach, the official had the better view, and Monterey going to take possession.
Yeah, I thought so.
Off the leg, perhaps, of the Clay County player. DeAugustino with it. 20 seconds left in this third quarter. She works it ahead to Klaus. Klaus at left wing goes inside to Hudson. Hudson shot up, no good. Well defended by Weaver. And Madison Measley pulls down the rebound. She crosses the timeline. 8 seconds now here in the third quarter. Zoe Hayes, Weaver now, right wing, drives inside. Good looking move. Shot up, no good. Foul on the floor against Monterey. Clay County going to have an opportunity to inbound after Weaver's aggressive maneuver there. 2.1 seconds remaining. Not a shooting foul. Hayes inbound. Ball's in to Lauren Weaver. She can't handle it, and the buzzer's going to sound here at Clay County High School. It's the end of the third quarter. Clay County leads by 25, 70-45. Stay with us for the fourth.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family-owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
We return here for a fourth quarter action at Clay County High School. Entering this fourth quarter of play, Taylor Strong leads Salina, Clay County rather, I'm sorry, in scoring with 21, closely followed by Kenzie Arms with 20. I don't know how much we'll see those senior players in this fourth quarter. Right now they're in, though, and Taylor Strong fires from left corner. No good. Rebound cannot be held on to by Copas. It goes out of bounds. Monterey going to have possession here. on the floor for Clay County. Back to the original starters, Harvin, Copas, Arms, and Strong. Caitlin Moorhead with it, right wing, defended by Kenzie Arms, shot no good, good pressure by Kenzie. Copas with the rebound, works ahead to Taylor Strong, right block, ball knocked out of her hand by Walker. 7:35 left in this District 6A battle. Clay County tied for second with Pickett at 3-1 in the district coming into this one. Taylor Strong finds the mark from deep in the left corner. Another 3 points for her. Monterey now trying to walk it down across the timeline. They get it to Hudson. She'll be called a blocking call. Foul against Katie Arms. That'll be the fourth team foul called against Clay County in this second half. Monterey has six, so the next time Monterey fouls Clay County, they'll go to the line for the bonus. Clay County still some team fouls to burn. Monterey inbounds to Moorhead. Moorhead back to Walker. She takes a long three-point shot. No good. Rebound, Copas. Copas quickly now gets it to Taylor Strong. Strong over to Katie Arms. Shot from left block. No good. Rebound, Kenzie Arms. Puts it in. And foul. She adds two to the tally. Goes to the line to try to add one more. 7:06 remaining in the contest. Coach Sims, we don't ever want to put a ton of focus on individual play, but these two young ladies, Kenzie Arms and Taylor Strong, they both went over 1,500 points in their careers. They have both already cracked the top five of the all-time scoring, and they are within striking distance of knocking off a few more.
They are.
They're doing some special things.
Yeah, they're two of the better offensive players we've ever had. I coached them the freshman year, and they got about three quarters a game. I didn't start them, but they'd come off the bench about halfway through the first quarter and usually play till halftime, then do pretty much the same the second half. And their careers have turned out about like I expected them to.
Very eerily similar to their mother's careers. Both of their mothers who played for you.
Right.
Top five scorers
right.
all the time. And then they've already passed Trisha. And now they're working on Tia.
Taylor's mom, Trisha, she was the first really good player I had. She was a sophomore when I started. By the time she was a senior, you know, she was one of the best in the state. And then Tia started for 4 years, Kenzie's mama, and she was our all-time lead scorer for a while till Holly passed her up. But, yeah, both of these have got a chance to be 1 and 2, and I don't know what order, but they definitely got the ability to do that.
6:50 remaining in the fourth quarter of this one. Clay County does lead by 21, 76-45. Monterey in possession of the ball. It's at right wing in the hands of Walker. She's defended by Arms. Walker works it to Hudson. Hudson defended by Strong. She drives into the paint. Shot up, no good. Foul called against Taylor Strong. Fifth team foul for Clay County in this contest. Hudson in the line to shoot two. She's put together probably close to double digits at this point, I guess. Here in the second half, talk to us, Thomas.
She got 11, so does D'Agostino, and Moorhead's got 10, so they got 3 in double digits.
I'm like Coach Walker. I've been impressed with this group of Monterey Wildcats, the Lady Wildcats,
I think they've shot the ball better tonight than they do probably most games because they scored 45 points in three quarters. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, they kept pace here with us, 21-19 in that third quarter. So
yeah, they came out shooting pretty good there in the third quarter. Then they kind of cooled. You know, they had it under 20 there at one time. Then they kind of cooled off, and we stretched it back out to 30 now.
Hudson knocked the shots down at the free throw line. Clay County in possession. Hannah Raines at high post goes to Ashlock. Ashlock to Beasley. Beasley back to Ashlock. Fires the three-pointer from right wing. No good. It'll be saved. It was going out of bounds. Jenkins tried to save it. It went back to the hands of D'Agostino for the Lady Wildcats, and she has it at right wing. Five new players on the 4-4 Clay County right now. We'll bring them to you in just a moment. Hudson left wing goes back to D'Agostino. D'Agostino to Walker. Now Moorhead, right corner, fires the three and hits it. On the floor right now for Clay County, sophomore Marley Ashlock, sophomore Madison Beasley, sophomore Hannah Raines. Freshman Zoe Hayes and freshman Eliza Jenkins. As we mentioned earlier, we've got three sophomores, two freshmen. These are girls that are going to take over this torch. And we see Hannah Raines add 2 points to the tally. 78-49. Now the score, 5.5 remaining. Great to see these girls get an opportunity in the varsity action to build some experience.
It's always good to get your bench players in. They come to practice every day just like everybody else and work hard. You get a chance to play. It's always good.
Rain pulls down a rebound off of DeAugustino. Miss three-pointer. Goes ahead to Jenkins. She goes to Hayes. Hayes runs the point. She pulls the trigger on three. No good. Rebound went out of bounds off the hands of Beasley, I thought. However, it looks like they can't even maintain possession. It was off the hands of Walker, Faith Walker, that is, for Monterey. 5 minutes left in this one. 78-49 is your score. Hayes inbounds, gets it to Reigns in the paint. Shot up, no good. Rebound Moorhead. Moorhead across the timeline. She's in high post, gives it up to Hudson. Fires from left wing three, no good. Rebound Jenkins. Eliza pushes quickly now into the front court. Shots up from left block, give her two.
It's a nice shot.
More subs approaching the scores table. Looks like Cherokee Upton, Lauren Weaver, and Abby Eads.
Where's Kelsey Rogan tonight? Is she sick or not here or what?
Who is it now?
Kelsey Rogan?
She's sick, yes. Okay. Of course, Taylor Strong was sick during the Alcoa contest, during the York tournament, and now I asked Coach Walker earlier today about a health report. He said she was good, but that Kelsey Roden had experienced the illness. Said Jenkins had also been sick but had recovered.
Good.
It is getting to be that time of year. 2 points scored. Thomas, who was it?
That was Hannah Raines again.
Hannah Raines. Raines making her presence known in the late stages of this one. Halfway through the fourth quarter now, 3:50 on the clock. Moorhead fires from right block. Shot no good. However, she was fouled. And we'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul's called against number 22, Marley Ashlock. Coach Matt Walker in his third year here as head coach after Mr. Sims decided to retire. He's done a good job. He's over 50 wins now. I didn't bring that statistic with me, but he's had a great set of players to open his career up with, and that always helps.
It does.
But he has quickly established himself as someone to be respected on the sideline. He's doing a good job with the program, and hopefully he'll be here for years to come to continue that. It's Cherokee Upton comes in and knocks down the three-point shot. She wasted no time getting into the action. 85-51 is the lead right now for Clay County. Moorhead runs the point for the Lady Wildcats. Goes inside to Klaus. Klaus puts up the shot. No good. Rebound by Lauren Weaver. She starts to come up the floor. Defended by Moorhead. The junior putting pressure on her. Saves it, though. Gets it to her teammate Zoe Hayes. Hayes to Upton. Upton inside to Raines. Raines back outside to Upton. Fires the three. No good. Rebound by Monterey, Cassie Harris. The action picks up quickly as we've got fresh players in the game at this point. Moorhead will go to the line to shoot two after she was fouled. Foul against Cherokee Upton, her first, team seventh of the contest. Clay County going to get to 13-5 on the season with a win here tonight. 4-1 in district play. Lost that contest in Burgstown to Pickett County. Very close game. They'll have a chance to avenge that loss coming up here over the next couple weeks. Moorhead hits the first and hits the second. Clay County leads by 32 points, 85-53. Zoe Hayes runs the point. And travel called against Zoe. Monterey going to take back over. Thomas, I think Strong and Arms are done. What's a final point tally on the senior leaders tonight?
Taylor ended up with 24 and Kinsey with 23. And here's the other two we talked about in the open. Rachel Kopas finishes double digits with 10. Katie Arms not far behind with 9.
So. I know you'll give a full rundown of that as we get to the end. But you and Coach Sims talked about how if Harlan and Arms and Kopas could come in and have those double-digit nights, how we'd win a lot of ball games.
That's so big in a game like this. It's so important. But you know, against people who are really going to concentrate on Kinsey and Taylor. You know, they're going to get their 10 to 20, but you know, it might take more than that to beat a Clark Ranger or a Pickett County. You know, the girls can step up, you know, and get 10 or 12 apiece. Makes a big difference.
Joey Hayes knocked down a big three-pointer for Clay County there to put the score at 88 to 53. Talented group of freshmen on the floor. We've seen Weaver do a good job under duress from a junior defender. Zoe Hayes and Cherokee Upton have knocked down three-pointers. Hannah Raines, the sophomore, has showed that she's developed her play down on the post. And I like what I see out of these younger players for Clay County. Free throw shot up and good. Can't tell who that player is. Did you see a number, Thomas?
I think it's Elizabeth Pierce, another freshman.
Number five, Elizabeth Pierce. A lot of freshmen on this Monterey squad. Looks to be about six of them. Weaver with the rebound as Pierce missed the second one. She gets it to Hayes. Hayes across the timeline to Upton. She's at left elbow. Now goes in the left corner with it. Decides to drive into the paint. Kicks it back out to Abby Eves. Eves to Raines. Raines to Hayes. Hayes to Weaver. Back to Hayes. Now Raines at the free throw line. Weaver with it. Good ball movement. Inside to Hayes or Haynes. Raines, not Haynes. I'm sorry. Too many names flying around there. Hannah Raines is fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot one in the bonus. Minute 42 left. We got a dandy of a boys game coming up after this one. Defending District 6 and Region 3 champion Monterey Wildcats coming into Salina tonight to face Rob Edwards and his Clay County Bulldogs. They're 14-2 on the season. Monterey 14-5. It's going to be another classic battle between District 6A boys opponents coming up after this one. Minute and a half remains here, though. Matt Walker's girls up 88-54 over first-year head coach Mark Sims and his Lady Wildcats of Monterey. A lot of fouling going on in this last few minutes, Coach Sims.
Fouls, turnovers.
The young girls have come in fresh, tried to play at a quick pace. Unfortunately, it's kind of begat some of those turnovers.
Yeah, they've done all right.
Weaver at high post. Goes back outside to Eads. Eads fires the three. No good. Rebound Monterey. Under a minute to play now in this one. Long three-point shot fired up by, I believe it was Mariah Bilbrey. Yes, Bilbrey for Monterey. Goes out of bounds off the hand of the Lady Bulldog. Go. Monterey to inbound. Under 30 seconds to play. I noticed the clock did not stop, Coach, as it went out of bounds. What's the Mercy Rule in basketball?
Supposed to be 35. We're at hardly at that.
We're at 34 right now. Yeah. Long time, actually, no, yeah, 34. Long time clock keeper Bobby Bartlett, I guess, decided he'd seen enough in
well,
this
if,
one.
Well, if it had got to 35, then...
It did at one point.
Okay, well, that's all. He's
so
right. That,
okay, you don't go
once
back
it starts,
and
it stays.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so he's right.
And that's quick time does expire here, ladies and gentlemen. Clay County moves to 13-5 on the season. Another win for head coach Walker and his squad. They defeat the visiting Monterey Lady Wildcats tonight by a final score of 88-54. Stay with us. Coach Sims and Thomas will wrap up this one, and we'll get ready for this big boys game coming up here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. Insert number C-0026.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at the CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network. We just witnessed Clay County and the Lady Dogs take out Monterey 88-54. And Coach Sims, this one kind of went down about like we figured here tonight. Had a little slow start, but still put up almost 20 points per quarter. Outscored them tonight with almost 90 points. So kind of the way we expected.
Yeah, it's like we talked about earlier, you know, it's hard to get fired up for a team that's only won one game or no games, but you know, we pushed it. I thought we forced some shots at times, but got enough of them to fall that, you know, we won easily. We was up, you know, almost 20, I think, in the first quarter. They hit a little streak there where they hit some shots tonight, too. I think their coach would probably take their offensive output most games that they had tonight. You know, they'd win some games if they put up 54 or whatever they got. They'll beat Gordonsville and Jackson County, you know, some of these other teams if they can do that. But, you know, it's a game that you don't want to get too upset about. I thought we could have done a lot of things a lot better, but we won easily, and, you know, hopefully we'll be ready to play some of these bigger games a little better than tonight.
for Clay County tonight. Zoe Hayes had a three-pointer. Cherokee Upton did the same. Hannah Raines had four. Eliza Jenkins, two. Marty Ashlock, three. And then here you go, Katie Arms and Rachel Kovas combined for 19, 9, and 10 apiece. And Maddie Harden scoring tonight. Had seven points, made a three-pointer. Thought she played pretty
good.
Well, too.
You know, anytime we can get 25 points out of those three girls, you know, that helps us tremendously. You know, it doesn't matter who gets them. Usually Katie and Copas are the two. But now Maddie's capable. I mean, when she was a freshman in B-team games, they'd be games she'd hit six or seven threes. You know, she could shoot the ball. I don't know. She hurt her elbow her sophomore year, and I don't think she's ever really got over that, according to Matt. But she's capable. She's a really good player. She just does a hard
time
scoring.
Brings a lot to the table. Yeah. Then leading the way, of course, Kenji Arms, 23, Taylor Strong right above her with 24. Good game for the Lady Bulldogs tonight. Folks, stay with us. We're going to Coach Sam, appreciate you being with us
on
this one. We'll be back with the CarQuest pregame show here for the boy game.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your locally, independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. You'll like what you see in Clay County because it's a great place to live, work, and play.
Honest Abe Log Homes, helping people realize their dream of log home living from their Moss, Tennessee headquarters since 1979.
McFarland Creek Outdoors, where once-in-a-lifetime trophy dreams come true for hunters right here in the middle of Bulldog Country.
Holly's Place, look for Tipsy Standing Tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. And Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their seven local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
We return here to Clay County High School. This is the CarQuest pregame show on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County ends up the Lady Bulldogs winners 88-54 over the visiting Monterey Lady Wildcats here tonight. Clay County gets to 13-5 on the season overall, 4-1. In District 6A play, setting up a big showdown Tuesday night here in Salina with the District 6A leaders, the Clark Range Lady Buffaloes. We're getting ready for this boys contest coming up, though, between the defending 6A district champ, defending Region 3A champ, Monterey Wildcats, who made it all the way to the semifinals of the state tournament last year before they fell to eventual state champ Loretto. Clay County 14-2 on the season so far. Monterey 14-5. Of course, Clay County did lose in that region championship game last year to the Monterey Wildcats, and they advanced to state tournament play after beating Cascade in a sub-state contest. And they fell to Douglas in a tight one in the quarterfinal round. So two teams that return a lot of starters here, Clay County, every one of them from last year's team, and they're going to square off tonight for supremacy in District 6A. Currently, that District 6A boys update. Clay County leads the district 14-2 overall, 4-0 in the district. Monterey tied for second with Red Bull and Springs. Monterey's 14-5 overall, 3-1 in district play. Red Bull and Springs 15-3 overall, 3-1 in district play. Gordonsville is fourth in the district in the boys' side, 8-6 overall, 2-2 in the district. We have the remainder of the teams all tied for fifth. Clark Range 8-9. They're 1-3 in the district. Jackson County, 7-10. They're 1-3 in the district. Pickett County, 9-7 overall, 1-3 in district play. And finally, Trousdale County, 5-11, 1-3 in district play. And that's a testament to how strong this boys' district is, because the number one team currently, Clay County, was taken to the wire about a month ago in Hartsville, Thomas, at a game that you were at, I believe. And they're, you know, sitting tied for last place, Clay County first. There's very little difference in any of these eight boys' teams.
There's not. Like you said earlier, you got to bring it every night in District 6A, and that's what the Dogs have to do here tonight. Daniel, I think we've got another segment. You get us started there, and I'll take it from there.
Oh, certainly so. We're going to finish up the CarQuest pregame show with the full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before the boys' tip-off brought to you by Ash Armstrong Insurance. Thomas, let's make sure that we cover it all like their agency does. Why don't you start us off here?
Well, Daniel, before I do, I have to say what an honor it is to have Coach Watson back here with us for another season of Bulldog Basketball on the Horizon Sports Network. You know, he might know, just kind of like Coach Sims, a little bit about boys high school basketball after an 18-year career leading the Bulldogs back in the day, especially after going 447 and 143 over that span, which included 11 district titles, 5 region championships, 5 sub-state appearances, 3 straight tournaments in a row from 84 to 86, and a Final Four appearance. It's nice to have a living legend right here with us. I know our listeners are appreciative of that, because there's no doubt that we're glad to have you here again, Coach.
It's great to be back again, guys. I was sitting out in the hall checking with the coaches out in the hall before I came in, about forgot to come in here.
Yeah, we're glad you joined us, Coach Watson.
We are. Well, Coach, we're coming back from a 4 straight state tournament appearance here. What's your take on this Bulldog team so far?
Well, it looks like a little bit different style team now. I think they're playing to together better than I've seen in the past. And I've noticed that Gavin Silk, you know, early on he was kind of a habit player. He did a lot of things the same way every time down the floor.
Right.
And it seems like now he is making decisions after he gets the ball instead of deciding before he gets the ball.
Right.
And I think it's really improved his game, his overall game, and he's staying out of foul trouble pretty good.
He is, and this team, you know, it's not just about one person. Landon Wilcox
right.
may be the leading scorer,
right.
but all five starters, even some guys off the bench, they score pretty equal, don't they, Coach?
Right, and we've seen some nights, you know, when Landon's been off a little bit and the other guys have picked up the slack, and I think that they realize sometimes when they're not having a real good game, start looking for other people, which we haven't seen a lot of sometimes.
And then we got, speaking of state tournaments, Monterey's coming in here off of their state tournament appearance. They've lost a few players, but the coach's son, the West kid, it goes through him tonight, doesn't it, Coach?
Yes, it does. And I looked through just a few minutes at their schedule up to this point in time. I believe they've lost five ball games, and three of them are tough teams up in Kentucky,
and also,
CPA being one of those.
And also, just like us, won a title in their holiday tournament down
yes.
in Watertown. So should be a good matchup here tonight. Coach, again, it's good to have you here. Daniel, take us out.
All right. That was the, I have to find it here. That's been the full coverage final word. Brought to you by Strong Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Now it's time for the Cumberland Exteriors boys starting on us. First of all, for the visiting Monterey Wildcats, a junior, number 20, Peyton West. A junior, number 24, Paxton Payne. Senior, number 23, Grayson Randolph. Junior, number 15, Kevin Borges. Is that Borges, Thomas? Is that correct on that? Kevin Borges. And also joining them is junior, number 32, Jackson Billings. Starting for the 14-2, currently leading District 6A, Clay County Bulldogs. Number 1, a junior, Jake Ashloff. Number 2, a senior, Landon Woodcock. Number 3, senior, Heath Times. Number 13, senior, Gavin Silk. And rounding out the starting lineup, number 21, a senior, B.J. Emerton. The atmosphere in the gym here, Coach Watson, already has changed during the girls' contest. The Lady Bulldogs were heavily favored. You can tell at this point both crowds have come out tonight ready for this one. It's about time to go play some basketball.
Yes, it is. And it's great to be back in this atmosphere again. You know, I think our folks are finally getting used to this place rather than the little spot we used to love to play in every Tuesday and Friday night that we got a chance. But
absolutely. I've been now in this gym for about 15 seasons, I suppose. Came over here in 2003, 2004, and it still is the new gym in these parts.
Yes,
but,
it is. It's a big fancy.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are ready for action. Jake Ashlock steps in to tip off here. Monterey Wildcats will control it, though. Paxton Payne runs the point. The junior, he's at the top of the key. Hands it off to Peyton West, and actually West will be the true point guard tonight. He's defended by B.J. Emerton. Monterey taking their time with it. Ball given back now to Payne. He's at the top of the key, defended by Woodcock. Hands it off to Randolph. Now defended by Ashlock. Randolph goes over to Billings. Billings quickly inside to Peyton West. West is goes underneath Ashlock's arm, puts it up underhand, no good. Rebound Heath Kimes. Kimes brings it across the timeline quickly into the paint. Tried to go to Woodcock, knocked out of bounds, though, by West. 0-0, 7:23 left in this opening quarter. Kimes with it, top of the key. Goes left wing to Emerton. Emerton down inside to Silk. Silk back out to Kimes. He takes a look at it. Thinks twice. Finally pulls the trigger. No good. Rebound to Emerton. Emerton back out to Woodcock. A highly athletic team here that Coach Edwards has. Emerton now back inside to Silk. Silk back to Emerton. Emerton pulls the trigger on three. No good. Rebound this time. Monterey, number 15, Kevin Borges. He's a big body in there. Gets it out to one of his guards. It's Billings at right wing inside to Grayson Randolph. Randolph working against Ashlock. Randolph scores the first points of the contest. Monterey up 2-0. Woodcock, right wing, across the Kimes. Kimes to Emerton. Emerton to Ashlock. Ashlock down inside to Silk. Two more were not enough at two. It was a nice assist by Ashlock. Monterey with it, content to slowly come down the floor with the basketball. West has it. He's the coach's son. Bound to be a smart player. That's usually the case. Hands off to Randolph. Randolph to Payne. Payne now at right block, defended by Woodcock. Back to Randolph, top of the key. 3-point shot good. Monterey leads 5-2. 6 minutes remain here in the opening frame. Two heavyweight contenders here, Thomas, going at it.
Yeah, it seems like early on, Coach, we're playing a little bit of some kind of inside zone down there, sagging
right.
In.
They're packing it
down.
In down there. They're going to make us shoot something outside.
Seal Gamerton, BJ, an athletic reverse layup underneath the goal. 5-4 now. Clay County trails by one. West with it from Monterey. Peyton West, his son of longtime head coach Adam West. He used to coach the girls' squad up at Monterey. Got out for a year or two, came back and took over the boys' job. Has done an excellent job with them. West goes in and scores amongst all the post players for Clay County. He adds two more. His team now leads 7-4.
Peyton West is a dang good ball player. When you make one move and get by B.J. Emerson, that doesn't happen much.
Well spoken. Kimesdale gets it to Emerson as you speak of him. He fires the three, no good. Rebound Morris. Morris to West. West ahead to Randolph. Nice little layup, but it's no good. Rebound Woodcock. He's quick there across the timeline. Quick pace here. Ashlock right block. Shots up. It's good. 7-6 is the score. Monterey with the advantage. 4:50 to play. Coach Watson, pretty good basketball
yes,
so far.
And it looks like Monterey wants that a little bit slower pace than we do. And like you said, they're backing it in, and they're going to make us hit a few outside, I think, which we'll take care of here in a minute, I believe.
Certainly so. 3-point shot, a little wild that time off the hand of a Wildcat. However, they say it was deflected by the Bulldogs. Monterey going to maintain possession. They'll be inbounding from underneath their own goal. We see Peyton West, the junior, to inbound. Gets it into Randolph. Randolph back to West. Fires the three. No good. Rebound Morris. Morris defending by Silk. He gives it outside now to Billings. Billings to Randolph. Randolph a big body, but he likes to go outside and play on the perimeter very much like Jake Ashlock does. That's who guards him. Randolph shot no good. Rebound. He's Kimes. Kimes to Woodcock. Fires the three. No good. Rebound by Payne. He's Kimes with good defense. Cannot create a turnover, though. Paxton Payne keeps the handle on it. Gets it across the timeline. Now in the hands of Peyton West. West defended by Emberton. West gives it back to Payne. Woodcock gets a hand on the pass. Ashlock comes up with the ball. Clay County now with the advantage, and hopefully they can take the lead. Kimes drives inside. Layup no good. Put back by
great.
Gavin Silk.
Great tip.
Gavin Silk really putting his talents to use during his senior campaign. He's been a four-year starter, started and played quite a bit as a freshman, and he's just improved. He doesn't look the part traditionally coached, but he's probably the best post player that Rob Edwards has ever coached.
A true post player, and great, as you said, for his size and his build.
8-7, Clay County leads by one, 3:20 left in this opening quarter. Grayson Randolph with the top of the key. He hands off to West. West fires the three. No good. Rebound Morris. He has about five so far in the opening frame. Little running jumper by Payne. No good. Payne gets his own rebound. Goes back up. It's good from right block. Monterey jumps back out in front. 9-8. Woodcock with it now. Clay County paying quickly. Emberton left block. Now the Silk right block. Shots up. No good. It was partially blocked by Peyton West. Monterey playing quickly now. Head to Randolph right block. Shots up. Good. Monterey extends the lead to 3, 11-8, 2:40 remaining in this opening frame.
You can see what this Monterey team's got. I mean, they're blow for blow with us right here. Won 14 games in the Christmas tournament already. They're no slouch, Daniel.
Last year, they relied heavily on the big post presence they had down low. This year, they're a quicker team. Ashlock, left corner, has it back to Emberton. Emberton to Woodcock, top of the key, quick release, no good. Rebound, Paxton Payne. Payne, the son of Tennessee Tech head
yes,
coach.
Yes.
Don't know his first name, but Coach Payne over at Tennessee Tech. Another player that's very knowledgeable, no doubt, from time spent around his dad. 3-point shot taken by Billings. No good. Rebound Ashlock. He's been a monster on the boards this year. He's averaging 9 a game coming into tonight. Ashlock feeds it inside to Kimes. Kimes down in the paint, playing like a post player. Turnaround
yeah.
Jumper's good. Clay County trails by one.
We've seen Kimes do that some here early on. You know, they sag off of him to keep him, try to dare him to take that outside shot. Coach Edwards counters that, puts him in the paint, and he can play in there.
He's so gritty, he doesn't mind a bit. Paxton Payne now on the shot. Foul on the floor. Called before, though, on Landon Woodcock. That's going to be the first foul called against either team. Woodcock's first personal. The Monterey fans applauding the call as we see subs coming in for the first time tonight. It's going to be junior Mason Sharp and sophomore Gunner Silk, younger brother of Gavin. So on the floor for Clay County is Mason Sharp, Gunner Silk, Gavin Silk, Heath Kimes, and Jake Ashlock. Woodcock and Emerton will set down. Payne hits both free throws, I suppose. And it's 14-10. Minute 30 left in the opening quarter. Ashlock, right wing. Goes to Gunner Silk, Silk to Mason Sharp, back to Gunner. Gunner top of the key, undefended, goes back to Mason, Mason to Gavin, 10-foot jumper, good.
Another good shot.
Gavin's
squared up and put it in the hole.
He's silky smooth down there.
Yes, he is.
Minute 10 left in the opening frame. It's a dandy so far. Monterey's coming to Slina and currently they're leading 14-12. They have possession of the ball. Grayson Randolph right wing goes to Borges. Borges back to Randolph. Randolph drives. 6-foot jumper. And it's going to be an offensive foul called. A charge called against Randolph. His first personal. Monterey's first team foul of this contest. The Monterey faithful did not agree with the officials on that one. Unfortunately for them, though, that doesn't matter. Under a minute to play here in the first quarter.
That was one of those 50-50 calls that we got a 60-40 on.
That's right. That's right. Could have went either way. Gunner Silk runs the point now with Kimes out. I'd said before Emerton had sat down, it was Kimes who had sat down. Actually, substitutes have taken place again. Emerton back in for Gavin Silk. Gavin sits down. Turnover. Gunner Silk trying to get it to Sharp. And Sharp fouls West as West was coming across the timeline. Foul was on the floor. Mason's first personal of the contest. Clay County's second team foul. 38 seconds remaining here. Monterey leads 14-12 in the first quarter.
We've seen this all year, too. You put B.J. Emerson on the best player that the other team has, and then in reserve time, it's Gunner Schilt's job.
Yep. Emerson now defending Randolph, who has scored several. Silk defending West. Under 30 seconds to play. Monterey playing slow. West goes to high post to Randolph. Randolph backs it back out. They may be playing for the last shot here. 15 seconds on the clock. West defended by Gunner Silk. Billings with it top of the key. Defended by Mason Sharp. Foul against Mason Sharp. Sharp's second personal here in the first quarter. And going to the line will be Jackson Billings, the junior. Monterey boys, exactly like their girls, they have one senior starter. That's Grayson Randolph, joined by four juniors. This is a Monterey team that is good this year. They're going to be good next year, too. First free throw's good. Monterey leads 15-12, 9.1 seconds remain. Clay County will have a look at a shot after this free throw. Billings hits his second. 16-12 is the lead. Kimes has it. 6.8. Now 5-4. Works to Ben Bailey. Lay up good. Clay County scores as the buzzer sounds here. Senior reserve Ben Bailey comes in, puts an exclamation point on the first quarter. Clay County does trail by two. 16-14. Heading into the second.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Second quarter action already underway here, 7:40 on the clock. Clay County had a possession. They couldn't convert on it. Silk actually lost the handle. Monterey comes down. Their shot no good. Rebound Landon Woodcock. Foul going to be called on the floor against Peyton West. His first. Monterey second.
We know this is going to be a good one, I think, this first quarter. Both teams just kind of feeling each other out. Not a whole lot of points scored. Just kind of back and forth. We've got to see who's going to separate themselves here in a second.
Clay County cannot score on that possession. Two possessions they've had here in the second quarter. No points yet. Monterey with the ball. West at the top of the key. Screen set for him by Borges. West doesn't take advantage of the screen. Fires the three instead. No good. Rebound to Everton. Everton to Silk. Silk up ahead to Kimes. Kimes at the block. Puts it up. No good. Rebound Borges. Borges has been a monster on the boards for Monterey. Foul called against Keith Kimes. His first personal of the contest. Clay County's fourth team foul. You're going to have to get a body on Borges, Coach Watson.
Yes, they are. I mean, he's cleaning the boards on the
side. He is working hard down there.
And we really haven't got a good look at the basket yet. I know we've got a couple of shots, but they hadn't been really what we wanted, I don't believe.
Monterey playing slow. Paxton Payne with it at the point. Gives it up to Randolph. Randolph defended by Ashlock. He goes back to Billings. Billings defended by Kimes. Back to Randolph. Now Billings. Now Payne. Payne at left wing. Woodcock guards him. Screen set for him. He drives inside the post. Shot up. No good. Rebound Gavin Silk. Silk to Woodcock. Woodcock across the timeline. Thinks about a three. Ends up passing and throws it away. Was not on the same page as teammate Heath Kimes, and a turnover for Clay County. Coach Edwards can't be pleased with that one.
No, that was a wasted turnover there.
Clay County.
No pressure.
Neither team yet to score in this second quarter.
It just seems like to me the Dogs are a little timid at this point. You know, normally Woodcock strokes that shot right there. Takes it outside. Just trying to settle in, I think, still.
Three-point shot taken by Billings. No good. Rebound Woodcock. He comes down, wants to score, drives inside, shot up. No good. Foul by Paxton Payne, though. Payne picks up his first personal, Monterey's third team foul, and Woodcock will go to the line to shoot two. Hopefully he can convert and get Clay Kenny some points here.
Saying it's on the floor. Now giving the shots now.
Okay.
We'll get it straight here in a minute.
6:10 remaining here in the first half of play. Monterey leads 16-14. Woodcock at the line to try and even it up. Hits the first. Clay County trails by one. Clay County, of course, head coached by Rob Edwards. He's in his 19th year. Cracked the 400 win mark during the Christmas break. Pretty big milestone for him. Hopefully he's got several years left here at the helm for the Bulldogs. Woodcock hits the second. We're knotted up at 16. Exactly 6 minutes remaining here in this second quarter of play. Payne posts up Woodcock inside. A pair of guards working down low. Payne has advantage. Scores 2 points. Monterey leads 18-16. Woodcock now on the other end, left wing. Back to Gavin Silk. Silver cross court to Emerton. Emerton to Woodcock. Fires the three. Drains it. He had to be 6 feet behind nine, Coach Watson.
He was on a different zip code, I believe.
Landon Woodcock, a very streaky scorer quite often. Once he gets hot, he may drop 10, 15 points in the course of a quarter's time. Hopefully he does it here. Clay County has their first lead of the night, 19-18, but quickly that lead is erased. Is Morris. Kevin Morris knocks down the three-pointer for the Wildcats. And quickly we see Woodcock return the favor. It's a duel here at Clay County High School. Bulldogs back in front, 22-21. Woodcock consecutive three-pointers on consecutive trips down the floor for Clay County. Monterey with the ball. Tyrus, that's the older brother that graduated. Peyton West with it. right corner, defended by Ashlock. He goes inside to Randolph. Foul called against B.J. Emerton, reaching over the back.
You're commenting on Woodcock's depth right there. That's a common shot for him. You know, he pulls them from anywhere. When he gets to field, it, Coach, he doesn't care to let it fly.
No, he's a great shooter, and like I said, a great streak shooter. When he gets on one of those streaks, just give him the ball and get out of his way.
He gets hot. Has a quick release on it.
Yeah.
It doesn't take, as you were mentioning earlier, Thomas, when he's in his routine, he doesn't think twice about it. Monterey with the ball, Clay County with the lead. Randolph with it, top of the key. He goes across court, has some subs in for Monterey. Looks like that's number 10, Cody Allen, in the contest for them, a junior. Allen goes back to Randolph. Randolph gives it up to Borges. Borges hands off to West, who is hounded by Emerton. B.J. picks up his second personal foul early in this one. 4:23 remaining in the second quarter, and we see Gunner Silk coming in to relieve Emerton. He'll sit down with those two personals. Clay County with 16 fouls at this point. Next time they make a mistake in that regard, Monterey will go to the line to shoot the bonus. West inbounds to Randolph. Randolph right corner. He goes to Allen, top of the key. Allen to Payne. West now being hounded by Gunner Silk. They're denying him the ball. Paxton Payne drives down in between Woodcock Silk. He turns around, gets it back out to Borges. Borges to Randolph. Randolph to West. Gunner Silk staying with him, sliding his feet. And a turnover. Silk forced it, times it up with the loose ball, and a foul is called against Grayson Randolph. That'll be his second personal of the contest. Heath Times got the steal, drove down against the big guy, drew the foul. The shot was no good, but he's hit the line for two.
God, no fear from anyone.
Absolutely not.
I really like that play. Silk had West's attention straight in front of him. Heath Times, witty and smart enough to come around from behind, pick the pocket, take it coast to coast, and get the foul. Just a pleasure to watch that play in action there.
He hits the first. Kives, a really impressive player, a senior now, was perhaps criticized a little early in his career for playing recklessly. He's got control of that. No concern there. He is just a real firecracker on the ball court. He hits the second one. Clay County extends the lead now. Their biggest lead of the night, 3 points, 24-21. Under 4 minutes to play here. There's 3:40 on the clock left in the second quarter. Payne with it, right wing, defended by Woodcock. He gives it up to West. West still defended by Silk. And Gunner Silk has forced another
turnover. Great job on him. Great turnover.
The defensive pressure against Peyton West created him to walk, made him walk with it. And Clay County has it. Woodcock drives
and
inside.
We get another foul.
Shot up, no good, but he is fouled. Foul's going to be called against 24. That's Payne, his second personal. Head coach Adam West likely has to go to the bench here as some of his key players are picking up early fouls.
You know, we talked about the quickness of West earlier. You know, it almost looks like the matchup's better with Gunner Silk on him at this point. B.J. Emerson has always got the athletic ability, but West is a step quicker than most.
Timeout taken here on the floor. Woodcock hits both of those. Clay County leads 25-21. We'll be right back.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
We return here to a big District 6A showdown in Salina. Clay County leads 25-21 over the visiting Monterey Wildcats. When we went to break, I said Woodcock hit both of his free throws. Hit only shot one. He's at the line now when the second one is released. It's hit as well. 26-21, biggest lead of the night for Clay County. They're up by five. 3:30 to play here in the opening half. Paxton Payne with it. He runs the point currently for Monterey. Top of the key. Payne is defended by Woodcock. Woodcock tries to go inside. Actually, I'm sorry, it's Payne that tries to go inside. To West, he was denied that. Took a three-pointer, no good. Rebound Wildcats, though. Borges with it. He goes to Allen. Allen to Payne. He's on the post. He times another steal. Kimes quickly across the timeline. He's into the paint. Dishes it off to Gunner Silk. Silk to Woodcock. Woodcock fires. Hits it. Same exact spot. 5 to 6 feet behind the arc. It left wing and hits nothing but the bottom of the net. Clay County leads 29-21. 2:45 remaining in the second quarter.
Landon Woodcock has got 13 points in this quarter, guys, with the 3 3-pointers. You talk about him being streaky, he can get you going.
He certainly can, and Monterey now has reserves in the contest. Number 34 with a shot. I don't even have his name. It looks like it's Silas Randolph, probably a younger brother,
no,
Duke Grayson.
He stepped back a little bit.
Woodcock does miss there on that one.
That's what you call a heat check, just to see how hot you are. Put it up there.
Trying to fill out my roster here a little bit. Silas Randolph. Okay, let's reset it for you. 2:19 left in the second quarter. Woodcock just missed a three-pointer. He'll get substituted for by Ben Bailey. Woodcock sits down for a moment or two. So does Ashlock. Tiernan is in for him. Clay County leads 29-21, and who picked up that personal foul for us, Thomas?
I missed that one, Daniel. I was trying to add up this run. We're on a 10-0 run at this point, taking this 8-point lead behind Landon Woodcock's 13 points in this quarter.
Silas Randolph hits the front end of a 1-1, earning the right to shoot the back end of it. It was senior Sage Tiernan in, the defensive star. He picked up that personal foul. Currently on the floor for Clay County, sophomore Gunner Silk, senior Sage Tiernan, senior Gavin Silk, senior Ben Bailey, and senior Heath Kimes. Kimes runs the point. Second shot was also hit by Silas Randolph. 6 points is lead for Clay County, 29-23. Bailey with it left wing goes to Tiernan. Tiernan back to Bailey. Bailey to Kimes. Kimes to Silk. Silk under pressure gets it to Bailey. Lots of ball movement here by the Bulldogs. Silk again at high post, almost loses the handle. Finally gets it to Tiernan, Tiernan to Bailey. Nobody looking for a shot at this point. Tiernan again, left corner, drives inside. Gets it to Gunner Silk. He fires the three, no good. Rebound, Heath Kimes puts it back up. He'll draw the foul. Heath will go to the line to shoot two. Foul called against Silas Randolph, the freshman post player for Monterey.
We talked about Heath backing him down, posting him up earlier. You see him do that just as much too, Coach. He's amazing to be able to get a rebound like that, an offensive rebound
on a miss
for
shot.
His size.
Seems like he's always at the height of his jump when the ball gets there.
Absolutely. He's an amazing athlete. He's made the most of his career here. Contributed significantly during all 4 years of play. He hits the front end there. Clay County up 30-23. Heath toes the mark. Releases the second. No good. Rebound Payne for Monterey. Minute 30 remaining here in the first half. Monterey, their chemistry a little off right now. They're playing with Payne and West. The other three are younger substitutes in the game. Heath Kimes putting pressure all over Allen. Allen, though, beats him to the hoop. And drives, a foul called against Gavin Silk. A nice job by the junior Cody Adam to go inside against the larger, more experienced Silk. And Silk was called for the blocking foul. Gavin's first personal of the contest. Clay County's 18 foul.
It's not his fault he's got a wide body and he couldn't get around him.
Well, that's true. That is true, Coach. Cody Adam at the line. For Monterey, minute 22 remaining. Free throws up. It's good. Draws the Wildcats back within six. Two-possession game right now. Kimes sets down. Woodcock comes back on. Both the Silk brothers on the field, the court for Coach Edwards, accompanied by Bailey, Woodcock, and Ashlock. Second shot was no good. Clay County still with that 6-point lead, 30-24. Ben Bailey, left wing, defended by Allen. Gives it up to Silk. That's Gunner. Gunner goes to Gavin. Gavin down low to Ashlock. Ashlock puts it up. He's yet to score in this contest, and he still scores. He misses it. West with the rebound for the Wildcats. West wants to go coast to coast. Thinks better of it, though. Gives it up. 3-point shot taken by Tucker Phillips, a sophomore in there for the Wildcats. That no good. Gunner Silk, the rebound. He quickly crosses the timeline. Goes cross court, trying to give a bit of an alley-oop past Ashlock. They were not on the same page. Clay County turns it over.
Monterey got a hand on it, I believe.
Deflected by a Wildcat. 45 seconds left in the first half. Still a 30-24 game. Clay County leads by six. Kimes back on the floor. Bailey sets down. He throws it off the back of a Wildcat, comes in and gets it. He was the inbounder. Used the opposition as bouncing off point. He could not convert, though, on his shot. Ashcott comes in to clean up the rebound. His put back no good, but he's fouled. He's at the line for two.
You see that a lot, but it's no secret anymore. Kimes probably the only one that can pull that off in modern-day basketball.
Did either one of you catch who the Wildcat was that fouled? I missed that one. It was the seventh team foul for Monterey. I missed who got the personal. Ashlock hits one, misses the other. Clay County leads by seven, 31-24. West quickly now for the Wildcats, drives down. He'll be fouled. He hits his shot. He'll go to the line to try to convert the three-point plays old-fashioned way. Gunner Silk picks up his first personal of the contest. 19 foul for Clay County.
You know, Wes was pretty encouraged about that basket. He only scored one in the first quarter. That's his first of the second. Here with 30 seconds left to go in the half. Doing a pretty good job on him right now.
Certainly so. He is the leader of this squad for the Wildcats. He, along with Paxton Payne. West hit his free throw. Four-point game right now after that three-point play by West. Under 30 seconds to go. Gunner Silk runs the point. Coach Edwards up off the bench giving out instruction. Slowing his team down. He wants his senior Kimes with the ball. Here's the second Wayne down in the second quarter. Kimes has it.
You know, I hate to jinx them here at all, guys, but the Dogs have been really good so far this season at the end of quarters, end of halves. Let's see what Coach Evers draws up here.
5 seconds. Kimes inside to Gunner Silk. Silk shot blocked by Borges. Ball rolls out of bounds. Who touched it last? We'll have to wait for the signal. 1.8 seconds on the clock. Lots of hollering going on here. I'm not sure what's going on, folks. Clay County fans known to get a little emotional, and they're doing it right now across the court from us. I love them, but sometimes they're a little too involved.
Well, we got like Silk that's trying to deny West. We got somebody in Woodcock fans right here at the same point, and they're just getting upset. You know, you get in somebody's face, this is a heated district game.
Ball in down to Silk. Silk shoots. Shot no good, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line for two. Borges came over the back, picks up his first personal. Now the Monterey faithful, the ones who are unpleased with the turn of events here. Clay County leads 31-27. They remove all the other players away from the area. The buzzer sounded. Time has expired here in the first half, but Gavin Silk has two uncontested free throw shots to close out the second quarter. First one's good. Silk extends the Clay County lead now 32-27. Prepares for the second. Shots away. It's also good. First half's over here at Clay County High School. The home team up by six, 33-27. Stay with us here for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here on the Horizon Sports Network, and Clay County leads Monterey 33-27 here in what is a fitting game for our District 6A showcase, because that's what's happening here tonight. It's a heated, become a heated rivalry here in the last couple of years, and it's playing out right here in front of us. Again, the score 33-27 in the Bulldogs' favor. Clay County was down after one quarter play, 16-14, but rallied in the second with 19 points, outscored the Wildcats 19-11 in the second to get this 6-point lead here at the halftime. And they did it behind the hot hand of Landon Woodcock, who had 13 points in that second quarter and leads Clay County. Gavin Silk not far behind with 8. Heath Counts with 5. Jake Ashlock has 3. B.J. Emerson has 2. Ben Bailey, a big shot off the bench with 2. Leading the Wildcats is Paxton Payne with 7 points. Grayson Randolph with 7. Kevin Borjas has 3. Jackson Billings, 2. Cody Allen, 1. Silas Randolph, 2. And Peyton West, your leader of the Wildcats, has been held to 5 points here in this first half, a low-scoring first half, where Clay County leads 33-27. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthandRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
We return here to Clay County High School, about 3 minutes and 15 seconds remaining in halftime. Clay County leads 33-27 at this point, and what is a big matchup on the boys' side of District 6A, as we mentioned in the Kirkwest pregame show. Clay County currently coming into tonight was first in the District 6A standings, 14-2 overall record, 4-0 in district play. Monterey, their opposition to that, they were tied with Redbourne Springs for second, both of them having 3-1 district records at this point. So Monterey desperately wanting to not fall two games down to Clay County in the district standings at this point. In the old days when it was a smaller district back in District 7, wasn't as big a deal where you finished. Practically everybody got to advance to deeper into district play and automatically almost qualified for region play. Now in the second year of this newly formed region, or District 6A, the quarterfinal district tournament games, those are elimination contests with the one seed after regular season playing the eighth seed, 2-7, 3-6, and so forth. And it's a big deal where you finish, so this is a huge game tonight. Clay County are leading by 6. 2 minutes remain here. Share a few of the averages for these Clay County players coming into tonight's contest. Landon Woodcock, the leading scorer, he's averaging 12.9 a game coming into tonight. Closely followed by Gavin Silk, he averages 12.3. Ashlock, 10.4. All three of those guys averaging double digits. Of interest also, Jake Ashlock, he's been a little quiet tonight on the boards. He's been averaging 9 rebounds a contest coming into tonight's action. Actually had one game where he had around 19 rebounds, if I'm not mistaken, either during the Christmas tournaments or right before. But either way, a wonderful first half of play here right now at Clay County High School. Girls action earlier. Clay County defeated the visiting Monterey Lady Wildcats by a final score of 88-54. We'll quickly do a quick rundown of that girls' district standings, the top end of it anyway. Clark Range tonight was playing at Jackson County. They were leading 4-0 in the district coming into tonight's action. Clay County and Pickett were tied at 3-1 with the district records. And then Gordonsville, Redbourne Springs, and Trousdale all tied for fourth at 2-2 on the girls' side of action. Clay County advancing to 4-1 in district play tonight with their win over the Lady Wildcats. I'm sure that Pickett County's Lady Bobcats picked up a win as well. They were visiting Gordonsville tonight. Coach Watson, some final thoughts here before we get this third quarter started about maybe what needs to change for Clay County or just whatever your thoughts are. He's been off form tonight, both defensively on the rebounding end and on scoring. I think he's scoreless at this point, Thomas. Is that right?
Who's that, Ashlock?
Ashlock, yeah.
He made a free throw, had an early bucket, maybe the first one of the game. I agree with you, Coach. Pack it inside a little more, maybe. Woodcock carried us through there in that second quarter.
We are under action here, and it opens up with more heat times. He picks up another steal quickly comes down to the Clay County end. Gavin Seal gets called for travel, though.
We'll give that foul to Kimes, even though they're not going to put it on the book that way. I mean, that wasn't a well-advised pass at
that
time.
That's true. Put Gavin in a hard spot.
Yeah, he had a full head of steam up.
7:30 remaining here in the third quarter. Clay County leads 33-27. Monterey with the ball. The Wildcats will be shooting at the hoop to our left from our vantage point here atop the visiting bleachers at Clay County High School. During the third quarter, Clay County going to be shooting to the hoop at our right. A Monterey turnover and no points yet as we get wound down with the first minute of action here in the third quarter. Kimes with it for Clay County, top of the key, defended by Billings. He goes to Emerson now, Emerson to Woodcock, inside to Ashnod, back to Kimes, who's down in the paint. He picks up two more.
Bounces one in.
Absolutely. He scored most of his points from the paint, not on layups, but on set plays. 6:45 now left in the third. Clay County leads 35-27. Randolph pulls the trigger on a three. No good. Rebound Gavin Silk. Silk to Ashlock. The pace is slowed down a little here. Now to Woodcock. Woodcock to Emerton.
That's exactly what Coach West wants right now. They got us in a low-scoring ball game. They're packing it in inside for this zone. That's why Woodcock was able to get free there in the second outside. We'll see if they can do it again to open it up inside maybe for Silk and Ashlock today.
Monterey using a 2-3 zone, it looks like, at this point. Ashlock tries to get going down low. His shot no good. Rebound Paxton Payne for Monterey. West now with it. Drives inside, defended by Emerton. West gives up to Randolph. Randolph's shot no good. Foul called, though. We'll have to see if it was Emerton or Silk. Foul against Gavin Silk. Going to be his second personal. Team's first of the second half. 6:01 on the third quarter clock.
Is that his third?
What's that? I had him for two. But
he had a block down here in the first half.
That,
and then the charge foul then. And
that, they
one.
Call a walk. Instead
oh,
of a
oh yeah, I'm sorry. You're right. They did.
Fortunately.
We didn't get to the foul on that one, did we?
Me and Coach Watson was discussing how many fouls Gavin had. We came up with two, though.
And we agreed on it, so it must be right.
Both of the free throws missed. Hit the first, I'm sorry. Randolph hit the first, missed the second.
That's his first point since the first quarter. You know, he came out and got Monterey ahead with seven first quarter points. Coach Edwards switched B.J. Emerson over to Randolph, shut him down there in the second quarter. First time we've seen Randolph make an impact since then. That's what B.J. Emerson does for you, Daniel.
Exactly. Personal foul now called against Billings for Monterey. Clay County had put up a shot or two, missed them, got their own rebounds. And Billings called for the foul. Kimes inbound from beneath the Bulldog goal, gets it into Silk. Silk has it knocked immediately back out of his hands, out of bounds. We'll try this again. Woodcock going to inbound this time.
We're going to move Silk a little farther away from the basket this time.
Inbound to Silk. Silk to Ashlock. Ashlock to Woodcock. All players behind the arc right now. Woodcock dribbles out towards the timeline, slows it down. He's defended by Billings. Monterey still in this 2-3 zone. Kimes to Emerton. Emerton to Woodcock. Weaving in and out of defenders. Woodcock has his shot blocked. I started to say he was fouled, but he was not fouled. Whistles did not blow. And Billings brings his team back in with what was called a three-pointer. Thought his foot was on the line. 4 points now. The Clay County lead is getting thinned down. 5 minutes remains in the third quarter. Clay County leads 35-31. Bulldogs with the ball. Ashlock at high post. He's defended by Boris. Ashlock drives.
Right, that's
spins.
A
scores.
Good move. Good move to the basket.
The athleticism of Ashlock is something that's not to be denied. He's a big body, but he moves very well.
And that's what we got to have. Kind of pulled that zone out a little bit. Got Boras out there around the free throw line. That's where Ashlock can go to work with his quickness and spin move in the paint.
Foul called here against the Monterey Wildcats, Billings. He picks up his second personal.
I think that's Coach Edwards' adjustment here at the half. Kind of extend that zone out a little bit. Keep it from not being so packed in there. Give Ashlock room to work and Silk.
Kimes runs the point for Clay County. Bulldogs have the lead, 37-31. 4.5 minutes remain in the third quarter. Kimes at left wing, goes to Ashlock, left corner. Silk high post, takes the free throw, distance jumper,
good
knocks
shot.
It down.
Big shot.
his percentage from that spot on the floor is going to be pretty high. Very well versed from that area is Silk. Clay County leads by 8, 39-31. Monterey with the ball. Billings defended by Kimes. Kimes forces a turnover.
He's got him frustrated.
He does. Billings tried to drive and pull back to create separation with Kimes. However, when he pulled back, he lost the handle on the ball.
Coaches took him out. Taken him out. Excuse my language.
Kimes runs for four.
He done took him out.
Goes to Sharp. Sharp at left wing. Inside to Ashlock. Ashlock works against the freshman, and Ashlock scores. However, a foul called
on the floor, I believe.
The freshman on the defense there was number 34, Silas Randolph. Picks up his third personal of the game, Monterey's third. Kimes inbounds from beneath their own goal. Gunner Silk has it top of the key. On the floor for Clay County, Ashlock, both of the Silk boys, Kimes and Mason Sharp. Mason, top of the key, goes to Kimes, right wing, inside to Ashlock. Ashlock works inside, shot no good, gets his own rebound, goes to the floor, ball's loose, picked up by West of the Wildcats. West to Randolph, he drives right block, pulls up short, jump shot good. Grayson Randolph, a nice shot there, two more points. 6-point contest, Clay County 39, Monterey 33, 3:15 in the third. Gunner Silk, top of the key. Mason Sharp now right wing. Back to Silk. To Kimes left wing. Inside to Gavin Silk. Gavin baseline. Turn, spin, shoot. Good. And foul. Gavin Silk doing what he does best down there. Converts the athletic play. Goes to the line to try to convert the 3-point play the old-fashioned way. Clay County jumps back out to an 8-point lead. 41-33, foul shot coming. And hard to deny Silk on the post.
Yes, it is.
Silk misses the free throw. However, B.J. Emerson, an athletic rebound, but he throws it away. Peyton West steps in front, gets his hands on it, has it for Monterey now. Monterey turns it over. West tried to go to Randolph. Ball hit his foot, went out of bounds. Sloppy play out of two good teams over the last few minutes.
Yes, yes. We've traded up, thank goodness.
We've seen, we talked about paint play at halftime. We had 8 points in the paint, all came in the first half. I've already got 8.5 of a quarter here in the second half. Coach Evers pounding it inside, just like we said at half what we needed to do. And Ashlock and Silk doing a fine job.
Thomas, I have to say that's quality statistician work here on the Horizon Sports Network, breaking it down from what point on the floor the points are scored. Very glad to have that knowledge. Mason Sharp fires from deep in the right corner. No good on his 3-point shot. Foul's going to be called against B.J. Emerton. That's going to be his third personal. Team second of the second half. 2:23 remains in the third. Clay County leads 41-33. Cody Allen has it for the Wildcats, defended by Kimes. Allen's running jumper, no good. Rebound Morris. Morris back up to Randolph. Thinks about a three, does not shoot it. Goes inside, and he'll charge. Gavin Silk knocked down. Morris picks up his third personal. And the Clay County faithful are loving it while the Monterey fans are with the Boo Birds.
We'll give him the gold statuette on that one. Great play.
It was.
Great play.
I see these blocker charge calls, half the gym's mad about them, half yeah. The gym's happy about them every time. Very tough to be an official. I do not envy those guys. 2 minutes remain here in the third quarter. Clay County leads by 8, 41-33. Woodcock, top of the key, goes to Ben Bailey. Bailey back to Woodcock. Inside the Silk, takes the uncontested jumper from the free throw line, knocks it down. Gavin Silk.
Timeout on the floor.
Digits at this point, and a timeout taken by Monterey's head coach, Adam West. Rob Edwards and his team lead by 10, 43-33.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
We return here to Clay County High School deep in the third quarter. Minute 44 remains. Clay County with their biggest lead, I believe, of the night. 10 points, 43-33. Very low scoring affair here at Clay County High School. Two good basketball teams have been going at it back and forth. Clay County winning this third quarter, though.
They are, and Gavin Silk's working in that paint. He's got 14 points already tonight.
West with it, top of the key, well defended by Gunner Silk. Silk has established himself as a hound out there on the floor against West tonight. West's shot no good, rebound Payne. Payne's foot back no good, rebound Ben Bailey. Bulldogs in possession. He crosses the timeline, goes to Jake Ashok at high post. Ashok wants to drive. He does. Shot up, no good. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Randolph picks up his third personal foul of the contest. Monterey starting to get into a little bit of foul trouble. They have two guys with three, about five guys with two.
And it's both their big guys. Borges went to the bench. Randolph probably not far behind him. Coach West running out of options here inside.
A lot of basketball left to play here as well. Ashlock good from the line. Hits them both. Clay County leads by 12. Kind of extended the lead right now.
Yeah, and you know, after Woodcock hit those two straight threes, we have moved our offense inside the square down there. We're staying inside that 3 second lane.
It's been effective to this point.
It has. I think his outside shooting opened it up a little bit in there.
Foul on the floor called against Clay County.
That's Gavin. That's his third foul. I know at least three, maybe
Silk
four.
Picks up his third. Third personal for Gavin. He'll sit down 1 minute left to play in the third. Get a breather. On the floor for Clay County, Ashlock, Bailey, Woodcock, Gunner Silk, and Heath Kynes. Scrum for the ball. Goes out of bounds off of a Bulldog player. Monterey maintains possession. 45-33 the score. Inbound to Randolph. Randolph to West. Pulls the trigger on three. No good. Rebound Jake Ashlock. Ashlock. Hands off to Kynes. He'll come down and be the court general here. Set it up for what could be the remaining possession of this quarter. 40 seconds and ticking.
You know, we're talking about West just with 5 points in this ballgame. Scored us here in the third quarter also. But, you know, he hasn't made an outside shot. I'm not sure if Coach Evers saw that. He struggled from three and just kind of, you know, trying to keep him out of the paint. 0-for from behind the arc is West.
Kynes content to stand uncontested out next to the timeline. Clock's down to 15 seconds. Coach Edwards gets up off the bench, talks to his players. They begin to carry out his instruction. Woodcock now to Bailey. Bailey to Silk. Silk to Kynes. Kynes drives 5 seconds. Gives it to Bailey. Layup no good. Rebound, though, by Monterey. Foul called against Jake Ashlock. Ashlock getting a little friendly there with number 34 for Monterey. Can't never remember his name. Silas Randolph. Either way, we go to the fourth quarter. Clay County leads by 12, 45-33.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait.
Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
We return here for the conclusion of this contest. On the floor for Clay County, the original five starters, Gavin Seal, Jake Ashlock, B.J. Emerton, Landon Woodcock, and Heath Kimes. We pick up where we've left off. Kimes at the top of the key. He gives it up to Emerton. Emerton to Silk now inside. He's good. Two more for him. 16 now for the big fella down
low. Another great post move.
7:35. West with the ball for Monterey. He's going to be fouled by B.J. Emerton. Emerton can't believe that he's been called for his fourth personal of this contest. He's on the brink of extinction here, and he'll come and sit down as Gunner Silk replaces him. Gunner Silk has really established himself as, the seventh guy, I guess, off this bench, along with Sharp, along with Bailey. He's put in quality minutes over the Christmas tournament. Was actually leading scorer one game, as we mentioned, and he's really developed here in his sophomore campaign. He has it now, left wing. Gives it back to Kimes. Clay County leads 47-33, 14-point margin there. Gavin Silk with it. Well defended. Gives it back up to his brother Gunner. Gunner to Heath. Heath in left corner. Defended by Allen. Allen reaches in and is called for the foul on the floor.
Going back to that third quarter where Clay County built this, what is now a pretty good lead at this point. They doubled them up. Low scoring game though. Just 12-6 as far as scoring went in that quarter. But still, led by 6 at the half. Got it to 12. And then, of course, Silk scored the first bucket, got it to 14.
Heath Kimes at the line. Front end of the 1-1's up, and it's good. He'll earn the right to shoot the second. Monterey now with 17 fouls in the half. Clay County at 5. Second shot's away. No good. Rebound Gunner Silk. Puts it back up. Give it to him.
Yeah.
Two more for the sophomore. What an athletic play, Coach.
Yeah, Martin. Very good. Very good for a man his size to go in and get it and put it back.
Peyton West with it. Right wing comes across to Cody Allen. Allen fires the three from the corner. No good. Rebound Jake Ashlock. 6:45 remaining in this one. Woodcock pushes up court to Silk. Silk can't hang on. It goes out of bounds off the hand of Paxton Payne. Bulldogs maintain possession. Kimes going to inbound. Ball's in to Woodcock. Woodcock left block. He gets it in. Two more for Landon. Heath Kimes now going to apply some backcourt pressure against West. He's just going to trot with him. I thought he was going to press. He does not. 6.5 minutes remaining. Clay County now stretched it out to what's feeling like a massive 19-point lead, 52-33. Really flexing their muscle here in the second half of this one. Ashlock to Silk. Silk puts it in. That's Gunner. Two more for him. The sophomore really filling in this contest well.
Another great game. Another great game from him.
Paxton Payne with it from Monterey. Top of the key, defended by Woodcock. Grayson Randolph now with it. Goes back to a substitute in. That's number 25, Noah Sailors. He knocks down the three. Gavin Silk shot up, blocked by Paxton Payne. Nice defense by the junior Payne. Kimes will inbound. Timeout taken. Head coach Rob Edwards. His Bulldogs lead 54-36. 5:45 remains here in this one.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Here early in the fourth quarter, and Clay County leads 54-36, Daniel, and that Monterey three-pointer prior to that timeout ended a Clay County 15-0 run that started back late in the third quarter.
Two more points for Gunner Silk. He's got 6 in the quarter. I don't know how many in the game, and 6 in the game, Thomas says. a beautiful play. Silk really showing he has some jumping ability, even though he has a small frame. Got up high, put in the basket over the Wildcat defender and was fouled. He's at the line to try to convert the three-point play. Confusion on the floor amongst the officials, it appears. I'm not sure what the issue was. We do return to action, though. Gunner with it. Fires the free throw. Hits it. 57-36. Clay County leads by 21. And what was a very tight contest throughout, starting to get a little more breathing room on it for Clay County. Randolph with it. Top of the key for the Wildcats. He gets it over to 25 Sailors. Sailors back to Payne. Payne pulls the trigger on three. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Clay County takes possession. Yep. Coach Watson, what do you think the difference has been here to extend to this huge lead?
The attitude of the Monterey ball players. They've shrugged their shoulders a little bit, and they're not playing with the same intensity they did when they came out, and we got ahead of them, and it seemed like they've drooped.
I agree. Kind of the opposite. We called this very same game as Gunner Silk adds two more. We called this game a year ago at Monterey, and we saw the opposite happen. They
right.
got hot, hit a lot of threes.
One of the worst beatings we've ever had.
Emotionally into it, and their body language was very positive that night, and it is quite the opposite right now at this point. They are about another three-point shot. Landon Woodcock pulls down the rebound. Silk scored the last four for Clay County. We'll see what happens with it here. He's called for the travel. Now, when I say Silk, I'm talking about Gunner. It's the sophomore who has scored the last four for Clay County.
He got nine in the quarter, Daniel. Just kind of come out of nowhere here, playing pretty well. But it all goes back to pounding it in the paint and his brother Gavin and Jake Ashlock gaining control of this game.
Paxton Payne breaks that drought. Actually, the drought was broke a few moments ago, but he has two more for Monterey. Payne, a very fine player. Him and West, Randolph, this is a strong Monterey squad. Fortunately, Clay County's been able to extend the lead. I promise you, when we go up to Monterey and meet them on the mountain here in a few weeks, it will be no easy task. Four minutes to play left in this one. Clay County does currently lead by 21.
I'll tell you another difference, too, Daniel. Held them to 6 points in the third quarter, only five so far in the fourth quarter. The defense for Clay County and the Bulldogs and head coach Rob Evers has really stepped up.
Something that Coach, I believe, he never would talk about it much, but I believe he prides himself into the defense his teams play, the hustle they have, and you're right, that definitely has been the case. They have taken West out of the game as a scorer, and Times is at the line. Shooting the front end of a 1-1, he misses it. Rebound Paxton Payne. Under 4 minutes now, 3:50. Clay County leads 59-38. A charge call against Monterey.
I think we got the 60-40 again on the 50-50.
I think so. Always nice when it goes your way, isn't it?
Yes.
Clay County takes over after the offensive fouls called against Monterey. Woodcock going to bring it down the floor. Crosses the timeline. He's at right wing, defended by West. Goes inside to Gavin Silk. Silk working against Paxton Payne. Payne going to be called for a foul, and I didn't see much of that one.
Let's see.
Gavin going to be called for the foul, Foul, it was
that may have been a carry. Did he not flip that from his right hand to his left hand when he made the turn?
Well, he did, but he didn't get caught. Payne got caught.
That's pretty quick.
Paxton Payne with very little contact there. I'm not sure why the whistle blew, but he did. And still get the line to shoot foul shots for it. Hits the first one. Monterey now with team fouls. Double bonus for Clay County. Silk hits them both. The Silk brothers have carried Clay County as far as scoring goes here in the second half. And perhaps a makeup call here. Still getting a foul called on him. Billings
caught it on little brother.
Yeah. Billings inbounds to Payne. 3:30 remaining. Payne comes down, defended by Ashlock, goes to left block. Foul called by Ashlock. Not by Ashlock, but on Ashlock. turned into a foul frenzy here in the late minutes of this one.
It may be time we maybe let them score and go to the other end and us score at this time of the ball game. It seemed like
Bay County with a healthy 23-point lead, 38-61. 3.5 minutes remain. Payne at the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1, misses it. Gavin Silk rebound, gives it to Heath Kimes, the point guard. Kimes at left wing now. Drives inside, kicks out to Woodcock, pulls the trigger on three, no good, rebound Ashlock. Ashlock to Gavin, Gavin now to Gunner. Gunner backs off at the top of the key. Clock ticks down to 3 minutes. Gunner Silk drives inside, circles back out. Heath Kimes with it now. He drives inside, kicks it back out. Clay County chewing some time. Oh, nice pass by Gunner Silk. An assist to Jake.
Good cut, Ashlock. Good cut to the basket.
Ashlock scores two off a fine pass from Gunner Silk. We quickly see Peyton West fires a three-pointer, misses. Rebound Heath Kimes. Kimes now with it. We see substitutes coming to the bench for Clay County as another foul's called. See number 4, Jeffrey Sprivey. Number 11, Grant Strong. And also number 31, Jared Markham.
Oh, we give a shout-out for our JV tonight. They defeated Monterey's JV early on this afternoon.
Excellent point. Mass substitution taking place on the floor now for Clay County. Freshman Jeffrey Spivey, senior Heath Kimes, who will be coming out after he shoots the free throw. Senior Sage Kiernan, senior Ben Bailey, and senior Jared Markham. Very close game with that in that JV game back
yes,
and forth,
it was.
I believe.
Yes, it was.
We caught the tail end of that as we performed for the broadcast. Kimes hits the free throw, and number 11, Grant Strong, will come onto the floor and set him down. The senior's done now for the night. That's the senior starters anyway. Got a couple senior reserves on the floor right now for Clay County, Kiernan and Markham, along with Bailey. Monterey also with some substitutes in the game. If I don't have a number, I may have to ask Thomas a name. I didn't get to write down all those players. If one scores in a moment, we'll see. It's at right wing right now. Now it's worked over to baseline to Noah Sailors. Sailors drives, and he is fouled by number 31, Jared Markham. Markham picks up his first personal. 2:14 remains. Clay County going to win this one. 65-38. A 27-point lead at this point for Clay County. Just what the doctor ordered for the Bulldogs after losing 2 out of 3 contests to the Wildcats last year, even though they lost a lot of that senior leadership that was responsible for a big part of those wins. Always nice to avenge some postseason losses.
And this is a good win right here, guys. We saw what Monterey has. You know, a lot of teams have trouble with them, but Clay County's a solid team. We know that. They have so many weapons, so many pieces that they can run at a player like West, you know, a player like Randolph. When you just got two, we can take care of that.
We definitely got in his head tonight, didn't we?
That's right. Gunner Silk and Heath Kimes just hounded those guards. Gavin Silk and Jake Ashlock able to hound anybody inside. A pretty strong unit for Coach Edwards here this season.
You can't forget about B.J. Emerson. Didn't score a whole lot of points tonight.
Right.
Which from a point guard, guarded a point guard to start, to a post player. What, you know,
he's the most versatile.
Who can do that,
exactly.
Really? He can guard anybody on the floor, and he did a great job.
The Wildcats coming up with 2 points there on free throws. Clay County with the ball now. Bailey at right wing. He gives it up to Grant Strong. Strong back to Bailey. Bailey back to Strong. Now to Spivey, right corner. Spivey inside to Tiernan. Tiernan on baseline gives it up to Markham. The senior shoots, and he does not hit. Markham, well known for his prowess on the football field, finally got over a nagging ankle injury, and he's back healthy to finish out his sports career here in basketball for the Bulldogs.
Hey,
Spivey with the rebound.
Give our football player a good shout-out tonight before you get off. All-Stater.
Oh, Goad?
Yes.
Dalton Goad, a sophomore defensive end, had 20 sacks on the season, broke the single school record here at Clay County High School for that, smashed it, actually. He made All-State, something that's very rare for a sophomore, at least here at Clay County High School, to be able to do as we see Grant Strong go to the line to shoot foul shots. He's shooting two there.
We talked about the future of the girls earlier on, the Lady Dogs. We're seeing some of that here on the floor for the Dogs tonight. Grant Strong, Jeffrey Spivey, some of these other players are coming in. A good group of young men that are going to become and the future of the Dog basketball right here.
We see Eli Smith, Carson Sharp, Jacob Burnett, a sophomore. There's a lot of excitement about this freshman class. And them picking up the torch after this huge group of seniors leaves. I think we've got eight seniors maybe on this basketball team. And Strong hit the front end of that, missed the second. Clay County leads 66-40, 47 seconds remain. Now Heath Hensley checks into the contest, and Grant Strong will come to the bench. Currently on the floor for Clay County, Eli Smith, Jared Markham, Jacob Burnett, Heath Hensley, and Carson Sharp. Sharp with it right wing. Younger brother of Mason. He drives baseline, gives it up to the top of the key to Smith. Smith to Burnett. 30 seconds now. Burnett wants to drive. Gets turned away, though. Hands it back off to Carson. Carson to Eli. Eli into the lane. Running jumper. Good.
Good shot.
Possibly the first two varsity points of Eli Smith in his Bulldog career. I'm not sure at this point, but I do know he has those two tonight, extending the Clay County lead to 68-40, 28-point margin here, under 10 seconds to play, Wildcats with the ball, 5 seconds now, shots up, no good, rebound Eli Smith, and this clock's going to expire. Clay County goes to 15-2 on this 2018-2019 season, huge district 6A win tonight over the Monterey Wildcats. They made
it's good to be seen, isn't it?
Standing in the top of District 6A. We're going to do some final stats, get our thoughts together, come back and do a quick post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau post-game show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home.
proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We'll return here on the Horizon Sports Network post-game show. We just witnessed Clay County High School extending a big second-half lead out to 28 points to knock off the Monterey Wildcats by a final score of 68-40. A contest coming into it, we thought it would be, you know, maybe a single possession game one way or the other. Ended up blowing the top out of it, did the Bulldogs and Coach Edwards, and won in fine fashion. As we mentioned, though, when we meet this Wildcat team again in a few weeks, nothing will be taken for granted. They're very talented, and they're just, you know, a few shots away from that glory that they had last year. So, Thomas, I think finally you may have your stats put together. Had some trouble there.
Well, I may be off a point or two here. Got confused there in that flurry that Clay County put up there in the second half. These will come with an asterisk beside them. Official stats come in the newspaper next week. But basically, you know, just like you said, Daniel, close game. Clay County trailed by two at the end of the first quarter. Rallied, outscored Monterey 19-11 in the second quarter to take that six-point halftime lead. And then it's all about the second half. Basically shut Monterey down. They scored 6 points in the third and seven in the fourth, while Clay County went on that 15-0 run at one time, all in the paint, and just put this game away. With defense, with taking it to them in the paint, Coach Edwards kind of stretched them out a little bit, got Ashlock working at the free throw line, Gavin Silt working inside, and then his little brother, Gunner Silk, coming in and has scored all nine of his points early on in that fourth quarter to stretch it out. So just a good deal all the way around for Clay County in this win. Like you said, got heated early on. Paxton Payne had 9 points, and Grayson Randolph had 10 for Monterey. That was their leaders. Peyton West held the 5 points in the contest. Again, credit to Gunner Silk, B.J. Emerton, Heath Kimes.
It was a group effort.
Shot him down. For Clay County, I've got Gavin Silt with 18 points, Heath Kimes with 10, Landon Woodcock, 15. 13 of those came in that second quarter surge from Landon Woodcock, got us out ahead at the half. Jake Ashlock finished with 7. B.J. Emerton had 2. Ben Bailey, 2. We talked about the younger Silks, 9. Grant Strong made a free throw down the stretch, and Eli Smith had 2 points tonight.
Strong effort here by the Bulldogs. We're going to go to one more quick set of commercials, come back and do our TDS top performers from tonight's game, talk about the upcoming schedule, and then we'll wrap it up. Stay with us for one more break.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burden.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls and boys games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, a preview of Clay County's upcoming schedule from analyst Thomas Weaver, and final words from your hosts,
as we wrap up the Farm Bureau postgame show after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
We've returned here for the final time tonight at Clay County High School. Boys were winners 68-40 over the Monterey Wildcats. Going to go ahead and do the TDS top performers from tonight's games. First of all, the girls contest. Hard not to go with Taylor Strong. Not only was she the leading point scorer with 24 points, which I believe Kinsey had 23, but it was Taylor there in the first quarter who had 9 early points to help get things going. She hit three-pointers during the contest and was 5 of 7 from the free throw line. It was a pretty close game early on, and it was that difference. Rachel Copas had 8 in the first quarter. Taylor had 9 and continued to add to it throughout. So because of her presence throughout the four quarters until she was removed from the game, I feel like we better go with Taylor Strong for that TDS girls top performer.
I think it's a great choice, and we know night in, night out, it's going to be Taylor Strong, Kinsey Arms, back and forth. And Taylor got her by 1 point tonight, and just a great performance in one of those tough kind of games. We talked about it. Shots weren't falling early, but finally got them to fall, put the Lady Wildcats away.
Certainly did. Final score of that Lady Wildcats and Lady Bulldogs game was 88 for Clay County, 54 for the Lady Wildcats. In boys action, TDS top performer. It's kind of tough. We had a lot of great candidates for this, as we do every night, and we don't always go with just the one that scored the most points, but tonight we did. Gavin Silk, he was the leading scorer with 18 points. Was kind of there throughout, was a great post presence, hit a lot of shots when they were big. Thomas, just talk a little bit about maybe inside his scoring a little. I didn't jot down the notes as much on him.
Well, we talked about it coming out in the second half in order to take control of this game. Had a 6-point lead, started the third quarter. Coach Edwards spread it out a little bit, got that zone opened up. Gavin Silk went to work in the paint, and he did it from the free throw line, extended that zone a little bit, along with Jake Ashlock, who made the spin moves to get inside. And Gavin Silk was basically the difference in this contest for Clay County. Now, don't get me wrong, Landon Woodcock kept him in it in that first half.
Absolutely.
Of that big second quarter, but Gavin Silk brought it home.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was the TDS top performers, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders are at TDS disposal. Typically, at this time, we try to give you a final scoreboard update. I'll be honest, I hadn't even looked one up tonight. It was our first broadcast of the basketball season, and just forgot about it, so I apologize for that. And I'll try to do better next week. So until this coming Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen, when we will be broadcasting here from Clay County High School for a huge contest between Clark Range and Clay County for Joe Sims, Thomas Watson, and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing I loved you. Good night.